Some of what you are about to hear might be deemed offensive by some people. If you are insulted by people arguing about the New England Patriots and pretty much anything else, or by subjects like soap with a slot, gutter cleaners, people with big heads, Bilpolian, Egypt, wedge salads, and drilling for oil, you probably shouldn't listen to PFW in Progress. But if you do listen and hear something questionable, please do not be offended. We're just trying to entertain. In other words, some of the content of PFW in Progress may not be suitable for all audiences. Listener discretion is advised.
The following takes place between 12 p.m. and 2 p.m.
This is PFW in Progress.
So after we take the mug shots, we bring them on down here where they wait to be interviewed by the arresting officer. Trust me, kids, you do not want to be sitting on these benches. We call this place Loserville.
PFW in Progress with Fred Kirsch.
He's actually kind of funny.
Yeah, I mean,
is he all there? Like, mentally?
I think so. He's just an odd guy. Kind of weird.
I mean, should we be worried?
No. No.
Paul Perillo.
Don't forget your Rogaine.
Rogaine. Check.
And don't forget to use it. I can totally tell when you forget your hair just looks thinner.
Using of the Rogaine.
Yeah. And Andy. And Andy?
You have to park so close? Yeah, what's wrong? Shouldn't be here.
Andy Hart.
Why is that? I'm not supposed to be within 200 feet of a school.
What?
Or a Chuck E. Cheese.
Eric Scalavino.
You guys might not know this, but I consider myself a bit of a loner. I tend to think of myself as a one-man wolf pack.
For now, anyway.
And 6 months ago, I thought, wait a second, could it be? And now I know for sure, I just added to my wolf pack. Four of us wolves running around the desert together, looking for strippers.
PFW in Progress, part of the Patriots Football Network.
Hey guys, you ready to let the dogs out?
What? Do what?
Let the dogs out. You know, like, ooh, let the dogs out. Ooh, ooh.
Yes, we are ready to let the dogs out.
Who let the dogs out?
All right, welcome to PFW in Progress. It's Thursday here at Gillette Stadium. It snowed last night. I actually had a shovel this morning.
I feel like it's been snowing for 5 days.
Did you get a lot of snow, Tom?
I'd say about 3 inches. You know, enough that you had a shovel.
Yeah.
Paul, how was your shoveling doing?
Paul got more than 3 inches.
So you're back, Paul.
I am.
And,
none the worse for wear.
You're doing okay.
You didn't end up in intensive care like that one guy said.
No, the listeners made me panic. I do have to tell you, I had a guy in the waiting room with me who was deathly afraid. Was afraid of anesthesia. Was asking me all kinds of questions. Didn't want to go under.
That's legitimate.
He did all the work. He did all the prep work, and he wanted to have the procedure with no anesthesia. And they said that
Eric?
They said we can do
it. Oh, see, now you stole my joke. I was going to say,
damn it. We did it, you know, and the doctor explained, you know, listen, you don't have to have anesthesia if you don't want to. But,
really?
But regardless, you know, she explained how painful it would be. But she said, no matter what, you have to have an IV. So you have to have a needle. You have to have an IV. We have to monitor you.
Right.
And she was like, look, you did all the work. You did all the hard part. And it's just like... And at one point, I'm like, you know, I get up, I shook the guy's hand, I go, don't worry, they'll take good care of you.
I'm not touching anybody's hand in that place.
What is wrong with you, seriously?
I'm just not. Sorry.
And just so you know, Andy,
the
whole Rhode Island thing, yeah, I actually had to wait on the gurney outside the room because the room wasn't quite finished being cleaned.
They cleaned it.
I said, well, it's just good to know that you guys clean those scopes after every one because I heard about that Rhode Island place.
Did they know what you're talking about?
Yes. And she said, that is absolutely appalling. She went on.
That's awesome.
You know, she said this unit's been open for like 15 years, and that's not a new policy. That
right.
I heard it's retarded or something.
So anyway, it was no problem, and I don't have to go back. I don't have to have another.
You don't
one
need
five
anesthesia.
Years.
How far up do they go?
I don't know. I had the sedatives, Andy. I was no hero. I said, you know, I don't want to feel anything back there.
Like, I would just think you wouldn't be like, because you could move or something, and I would think that would be dangerous. Like the person who had ended up in ICU when the camera punctured something.
Is that right?
Like if it hurt and you moved and jerked around.
I did watch
around,
it
or...
on the monitor. I checked out the the innards. Yeah.
Yeah.
I was completely out
look
for
up there.
Mine.
Yeah. It was like a movie. At one point he yelled at, why can't I quit you?
Is this part of the repertoire that you have?
Wait, do the other thing. Do you have the cup?
It's been working on that. He was up in bed last night thinking of all this crap.
What's that up there, Miller Lite?
You know he was writing them all down, too.
They're much better than the foot jokes for Rex Ryan.
Oh, at one point, though, the couple of the nurses were talking about lunch. It was right around lunchtime. And they're like, oh, you should have just gotten a cheeseburger. And I said, really? Can you guys stop?
Eating a bunch of f***ing cheeseburgers.
All right. Well, welcome to PFW in Progress. That's our intro for today. Web radio at patriots.com is the email address. 508-543-7482 is the ACE ticket hotline in case you want to join us. We already have a lot of emails, a lot to talk about. Patriots are going to Buffalo this weekend to wrap up the AFC East and a bye in the playoffs. All that will happen with a win.
But unfortunately, you don't think it's going to happen.
Well, I may not.
You think it's going to happen? Have to wait another week.
I may not. Depends on what.
Are you going to have a pick by 145 or whatever when we actually have to make
absolutely.
The picks?
Absolutely, yeah. So we'll be doing those picks later.
I may pick
later.
The Bills. I may not.
Talking about everything Patriots now.
growing concern.
Breaking news here today. Tom Brady usually does his press conference on Wednesday.
Yeah, Terrell Pryor suspended.
It was pushed to
today. Oh, for
today.
The tattoo thing?
Improper benefits.
Yeah, they traded autographs for tattoos.
Oh, boy.
Really? That's all it is? You get suspended for the next five games next season for that?
Who cares? College football.
He's a junior.
We're talking about the Patriots. So anyway, Brady's press conference was pushed to today, and now today's press conference has been canceled, and it's been pushed to tomorrow. I guess he's suffering from the flu.
That's not good.
No, it isn't. Although sometimes when you're sick, sometimes you play your best games.
If you play.
Yeah, if you play. Do you think there's a possibility they wouldn't play him?
I'm assuming he didn't do the press conference because there's a chance he's bedridden. And
infectious.
He's laid up. So, I don't know. I would think there's a chance if you're that sick on Thursday, you could be that sick on Sunday.
I can't imagine
do
that.
Do you think
a scenario that
he was not
play.
Himself against Green Bay? If you looked at him on the bench, he just seemed to be a little out of it. Did you notice that?
I didn't.
I didn't, but I wouldn't put that out of the realm of possibility based on what's unfolded this week.
Yeah, and they already had it in the locker room with Hernandez and some of the other guys.
I had more than one comment, and obviously people are just reacting.
Well, but it's after the fact.
Well, no, but during the game on the blog.
Well, he didn't play enough to have anybody make that.
Can I finish what I'm saying?
Well, I just think it's silly.
And here we go.
I had more than one comment.
Paul's back.
On the blog.
That's right.
During the game, and obviously these are people that are just reacting to what they see on the CBS or whatever cameras it were.
NBC.
NBC cameras. But they say he just seemed not his normal self. So maybe he was sick Sunday night.
Yeah, I think that's a possibility.
You know,
that
he does
sick
spend
Sunday.
A lot of time with Hernandez, very close. So could have spread
what
it to him.
What is this with Hernandez?
He had the flu last week.
I know, but why?
Brady has the flu this week.
Well, no.
He had it last week.
In these locker rooms, they do go to great lengths to keep these guys from passing along these germs.
No, but I'm just saying
other.
You can pass these along with
a
meeting room in a
absolutely
post-play celebration. Yeah. There's germs jumping all around.
No, it's really something every team battles every winter because mm-hmm. it's very easy. It's,
well, I'll tell
it's
you
like
who's
being in a play school.
Freddie, I'll tell
kids.
You who's play in school. His typical late season state of mind is Bill.
Yeah,
Bill has been under the weather for at least a week and a half or so.
Absolutely.
He's not looking or sounding very well.
No. The loogies he swallows during press conferences have been very large.
See, I was being serious there.
I am too.
Well, he is kind of too. It's still disgusting.
I think this is going to be one of those trips home where you see him sprawled out over a couple of seats.
Yeah.
Maybe, it would have been next week.
Right.
If it was the Miami game, because then we would have a bye week and it wouldn't be the preparation, but he'll still be preparing stuff.
All right, so that's something to
keep
your
an
eye
on.
On.
Yep, no question.
And we'll see what the practice report. It was a lengthy one yesterday. We'll see when Eric comes by later to see. Derek is here from University of Arizona, if you didn't.
The weather's the same,
giggle
though,
in the background.
Right?
Yeah, sorry. Do I talk on the mic?
Yeah, you talk
right
into
in.
The
all
mic.
Right, yeah,
right.
Call me Fred Kirsch Jr., I guess, then, huh?
Yeah, just move around. He does this and that.
Turn
this.
Your mic on, Derek.
So, Derek, you're home for Christmas break?
Yeah, just for about 10 days.
Yep.
Yep.
Nice.
And is it true the girls at University of Arizona are as good as they say they are?
Oh, yeah. You can play that drop the so hot one. That's it's very appropriate.
I thought it was Arizona State. Isn't Arizona State?
Both of them are pretty.
Oh, yeah.
Both of them are very nice.
I think Arizona State is
better.
Is there a competition between the two of who has the better looking co-eds?
Everything between rivals, I guess.
Yeah, how did you end up at the University of Arizona?
Playing? Well, I've lived in
big
there.
Big Brewski fan?
I've lived there for a good majority of my life, so.
Oh, okay.
Well, in Phoenix, so closer to both my family went to ASU, so I'm a black sheep, I guess.
Kinda
well,
like
you're
me.
Like Paul.
Kind of like me.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Now, when you finish up, are you going to root for ASU? Like Paul?
Did you,
although,
did you root for ASU growing up?
At least that's real athletics.
Yeah, actually,
so you
I
hate
did.
Them now?
Yeah, a little bit. For now.
Just a little bit.
For now, he says.
And it'll go away. So he is just like me.
Except it's real sports.
in your opinion?
No.
How do they do it in everyone? How do they do in hockey?
Oh, hockey in the desert.
No, I will always I will always root for U of A.
They'd probably still beat Northeastern.
I'll always root for U of A first, but you gotta represent the whole state, though.
See, that's where you I thought that would happen to me. I thought I would eventually start rooting for BU, but I didn't. Just the hatred just intensified.
Sucks to be you.
I agree.
See what he did there?
I do. That's a common one.
But all right, so
you might have rooted for them if they had real sports. Like if they had a football team that was going on a national title run, you
I remember as a freshman, I went to the first two football games. I tried to get into it, and I just nothing there.
Just a low level of football.
Well, no, I like the level of football.
No, I know that's.
I just didn't like.
I thought it would be funny if you made a differentiation between.
He's just watching the cars go by on the Mass Pike.
I found myself rooting for the other team because I just always hated BU.
I like it, Paul.
Strange.
I hate
it. It is. See, this is the one I never defend myself on. It's very strange. It's very strange.
All right, webradiopatriots.com, 508-543-7482 is the Ace Ticket Hotline. Mike in Rhode Island, get this out of the way. First of all, he says, does anyone else find it hilarious that the Jets have a tight end named Ben Hartsock? The Jets made a mistake. They thought HBO wanted to film a reality show called Hard Socks. When people tell Rex Ryan that football is a game of inches, he gets sad. He wishes it was a game of feet.
Hey, you stole that from Fred.
That was mine yesterday.
It wasn't funny then either, but
Rex Ryan is dealing with a personal matter. He eats so much food that he enters a comatose.
That's being a jackass.
Mike,
that's pretty much on par with Fred Kirsch.
You can do better than that.
Why? You couldn't yesterday.
I said you could do better than that.
Yeah, I missed an interesting show, I understand.
It went very fast.
It's like an interesting three shows on Patriots.com
for
radio.
A two-man
it was all
show,
Rex Ryan
it went very
all the time.
Fast.
Now, would you Eric was here for the
like
second.
Like I said, for a two-man show, it went very fast.
But I'm bumsh. Did you want to update anything on Rex Ryan?
Well,
I know you came across some new information.
I mean,
this morning.
Videos are out there now. It's just
Well, I thought you had a bio that you enjoyed.
No, in the bio is pretty goes beyond foot fetishes.
Fred, did you watch the videos?
I did.
Oh.
They were on Around the Horn.
Yeah.
Well, I saw him.
Fred's into those videos. You know, it's well established.
No,
he likes to watch men.
I want to see.
That's what I was getting.
He likes to see units.
Junk.
Hammers.
I need to see it for myself. And I was appalled.
No, you weren't. You were going,
I was appalled.
It's a whole office. Well, the few people that are here were looking up, wondering what the hell was going on in your office.
Yeah, it's a barren wasteland here today.
You walk
huh?
by Fred's office, and you just see feet all over his computer screen.
I found it very, very funny. So it's hysterical.
It is. It's not a big deal. We can move on.
It's kind of weird, though. You have
it
to,
is weird.
It
but
is weird.
It's not that big a deal.
It's not a big deal, but it's weird.
Right.
It's weird.
If I were Woody Johnson, weird. I'd be a little concerned.
I would imagine that a lot of these head coaches have
good
a
point.
Lot of weird things going on.
I would probably agree.
This is the first time we've ever seen it.
But
in
I
video.
Would think that the owners would say, listen, to each his own, but you know, keep it out of the public realm.
Yeah, please.
Keep it off the internet.
Right.
Is that asking
keep
too much?
Keep the videotape on your bookshelf. Don't upload it to a website.
Is that asking too much?
And then the
Now, I don't really know a whole lot about this. I was completely out of it yesterday. Is this old?
From last year, 2009. Not that old.
Not
like...
No, not old at all.
A different time. He was well on his way to being a head coaching candidate, and...
Yeah, no, that's not old.
Yeah.
That's not old. I agree. It's weird to me.
It really is.
I just find it very strange that he could be that dumb.
I hope that the Chicago fans really, you know, do it upright with the signs and all that stuff.
I'm sure they will. Well, NFL security will probably be limiting what certain things are. You'll have to probably be creative in your critiques.
Do you think the Jets will suffer a defeat?
I think that was the New York Post today.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
All right.
The agony of defeat,
right.
I believe, was the New York Post.
Love it. Love it.
Back page today.
Love it. All right. Webradio at Patriots.com. What do we got Patriots-wise other than Tom Brady? We got... No locker room access today. Brady was supposed to talk. He's not. So they'll probably bring somebody else at the podium.
Yeah. Chris Ferrero was a little
I'm
worked
still,
up over that.
Eric was in the locker room. He'll be by later.
And Eric,
we did have locker room access,
yeah.
Fred.
Oh, there was?
Yeah. Eric was down there.
And the Brady thing was last minute. Even Chris Ferrero, who was streaming
was
it for you live, was upset.
I saw a very heated exchange of email between he and the PR department.
Did he CC you?
Yes.
Gotta be kidding.
What a meow.
Why was there a...
Well, he wasn't told that
because he
no
wasn't
Brady
told at all. So he had to ask a cameraman. He stuck his head out and said, "Is Brady coming?" The cameraman said, "Oh no, he's not coming today." So no one told Chris
on the website.
Nobody told me either.
Up until
you're irrelevant.
You know, a few minutes ago, it had upcoming Tom Brady.
I'm with Chris. Yeah.
I am too.
No. He needs to. I mean, we were advertising that we're putting something on the internet. Just, he needs to know that.
Yeah,
I agree.
I'm just saying he didn't need to CC Fred. Grow a pair and deal with it on your own.
You don't need to make an issue out of it at all. You just go and you say, "Oh, let me know." So
no,
I can get that
and
off of the website.
That's what he was doing, right?
You know, if I hear a story about...
It doesn't need to be done by email,
is my
point.
If I hear a story
but
about...
he'll start stammering if he, you know, face-to-face.
If I hear a story about a player running through a parking lot in the middle of the night, being chased by people, I let PR know. If Tom Brady cancels his press conference, he should let us know.
Is that a Jonathan Wilhite reference? I
it
forgot all
be.
About that.
It might be.
Those little stories that
to the Cumberland
go.
Farms.
But that's how this Rex Ryan thing will be. It'll go away. It'll be a Wilhite thing.
Only it may not only because of all the other stuff.
Oh, what other?
And because it's New York, you know.
What other stuff?
All the stuff that's going on with the Jets this year.
Oh, it won't go away here. We'll always use it.
But that's just par for the course in New York. I mean that.
Okay, now we're Jets apologists. All right,
no,
fine.
I don't know how that's apologizing for the Jets. I think it's ridiculous that he put himself in that situation.
Yeah, and
I don't see how that's an apology for
and
him.
And I think we should make as much of it as we can.
Absolutely. It's talk radio nirvana.
Brett wants
run.
To know, and this is a good question, was Shoeless Joe Jackson Rex's favorite baseball player? I think that makes sense.
See, I think you can't get enough of those, Brett. Just as an example. Yeah.
Tony Franklin, his favorite kicker?
Can't get enough of those.
Right.
But my only point is, you know, at the end of the day, if eating cheeseburgers at practice and training camp didn't prevent him from winning games, this ain't going to prevent him from winning games either.
Brett,
now, you think he made a joke, like, in the meeting? Because his personality, I would think, would be to go right in the team meeting and make a joke.
I think that's being a jackass.
Right. It's not being
that's
a goddamn
being a jackass.
Jet.
Guys and Andy, who protest too much sometimes, I bet he does look at the junk on the internet, and he really loves feet. If I were the Bears, I would make sure my shoes are tied up tight this weekend. Do you think Rex checks out the feet of the kickers before he signs them? And then he actually has
a
serious question. He says, I'm concerned about the kickoff coverage. Is the issue really the change in kicker, or is it some other personnel issue? I'm sick of seeing the opponent start at the 35-45 every time. I think this could bite us in the ass during the playoffs. And, Paul, how did you stay awake during your procedure and you actually watched the screen? Yuck.
Yeah, it was kind of interesting.
But it was internal. It's not like you saw your own bunghole.
No,
it was
no,
once
no,
it was inside
no.
your bunghole.
Yes.
Maybe
very,
you'll develop a colon fetish.
I think that's a very legitimate concern, by the way.
The coverage.
Yeah, not the coverage of my colon.
No.
It has something to do
coverage.
With the kicks, though. It's yeah. got to, because they're lower.
I think the kick coverage has been awful all season
it's
long.
It's tough, because the Bears game
I really
was
do.
It's got worse,
extraordinary
though.
Circumstances. Last game, there was some wind a little bit.
There's always some wind
with the,
or
with
some
the kickoffs,
something.
You mean?
Yeah.
No, yeah. See, I think that people are going to make this out to be a kicker issue, and it's a kickoff coverage issue. And the wind was preventing it from being an issue earlier in the season because, as Belichick pointed out to Andy when talking about Gostkowski's kickoffs, the wind was creating some touchbacks.
Yeah, but don't you think
And they
that...
weren't getting exposed as much. But when the kick has actually been returned, they've had problems
I know, but
all
don't you
year
that...
long.
In order for Graham to get it deep, he needs to kick it lower in a lower trajectory.
He's not helping. He is not helping
and
the situation.
And that doesn't give the guys time enough
Well, he's
to
also
get
not
down.
Getting it deep. Even right, when he kicks right. it low, well, he doesn't get it deep.
Right.
And I'm
right.
also looking at the other kicks the other way, and they're not any higher. They're not any farther, but there's getting – Brandon Tate is consistently getting tackled inside the 25-yard line.
The coverage is
for the last 12 weeks.
Do you think it's an accident that they worked out Sam Aiken this week?
I was going to
get
to that,
I don't think
actually.
That's a –
Slinging Sammy Aiken worked out? Jesus, I just missed one day and I'm completely clueless.
Yeah, they did work him out, but they don't think that they're going to sign him.
No, they signed Landon Cohen. Yeah.
Exactly.
I saw that they made a
And why
do
people care about Cohen's
line?
Name?
Oh.
Well, what do you mean?
It's why? Like Sammy
He
Davis
was asked
Jr.?
About his name, Cohen.
Well, it's
And
an,
they were
it's
like, he's
Jewish
like, it's a
name.
Jewish. Who cares?
Oh, yeah, Reese did a story
just,
on that.
Right,
you know?
But why is that?
People just want to know. Is,
I mean,
is,
it's not like his name is, I mean, Woodhead or something where you snicker or something. Cohen, to me, is just a last name that doesn't register on my radar at all. It's just a name.
Well, you're just wondering.
Why?
But it became an issue. Oh, my dad is Jewish, or somebody was Jewish, and it's my dad's name, but I'm actually a Christian.
Oh,
it's,
did he say that?
Yeah.
Okay, so that's interesting.
It
but
is.
But my point is, why you see that you saw the name Cohen and wanted to know where it came from?
Sure.
Really?
Yeah.
I find that
boring.
Stunningly strange. I'm either...
I think I might be ready to do something else, because if it's interesting what a guy's religion is,
I didn't know his religion based on Cohen. I see Cohen, and I just see a last name.
When a guy, you want to know his background. You want to know any interesting
really?
Facts about him. You know?
To me, the interesting facts of his background that I want to know is where he played, how he played, and what position he played.
So every guy's name, you ask where your name came from.
No, only when you see something that could be unusual.
I don't see what's unusual
now
about
what's
Cohen.
What's unusual?
You know a lot of black Jewish people besides Sammy Davis Jr.?
I don't equate names to religion. I ignore religion.
Well, that's a Jewish name.
But who cares?
Maybe you don't care, but it's interesting.
Are we supposed to have this great thing because Andre Tippett's Jewish?
That is interesting. He converted to Judaism. That's interesting.
Yeah, I'm with Paul.
It tells you something about the person.
What?
Their makeup.
What about their makeup?
Okay. I mean, I'm with
no,
you.
No, what does it tell you?
I don't think...
Does it make him a better person
no.
or a worse person or a better football player or a worse football player?
It's just an interesting fact. Is it interesting that Jacoby Ellsbury is part Indian?
Yeah, I think that's interesting.
Why is that interesting?
But I also...
Why is that interesting?
Because I don't think there are a lot of Indian baseball players.
And there are not a lot of black Jewish people.
First of all, I didn't know Cohen was Jewish. I don't look at names and try to figure out what people are based on their name. I don't do that at all.
It's just an interesting fact. That's all it is.
I didn't find it all that interesting.
I do, but only with vowels at the end because, you know, that's the only ones that you can still make fun of and get away with it in this PC world.
Who's making fun of them?
I'm talking about Italians.
A prisoner of the moment kind of thing, too, with all the wins and just kind of, I don't know.
And I don't care to answer your question. I don't care that Jacoby Ellsbury's part Indian either. I don't.
It's mildly interesting.
I think it is.
But. How did they get there? They saw Ellsbury and said, is that an Indian name?
Yeah, and if you told me he's part Indian, he's actually a descendant of Jim Thorpe, that I would find interesting.
More interesting for me. I find both interesting, but that
you
would
know,
certainly be
the Adam Vinatieri thing with, but it's not with like, General Custer.
Right.
That's kind of an interesting factoid.
Right.
You know,
I
it's not run of the mill.
Any time the new guy comes, you're looking for any, you know, what's different about this guy? What can we talk about?
Okay. I just didn't know that Cohen was a Jewish name.
It is.
That you...
It actually, I think it's Hebrew for rabbi. If I'm not mistaken.
So. Okay. That's why we're going to get Hoyer playing this week.
Why, is he Jewish?
Who?
Hoyer?
Hoyer?
No, you just say it like it's Jewish.
Hoyer?
You say it like it's a Yiddish name. Oy vey.
I didn't know religion was part of football.
It really isn't, but it's part
I
of
I like
him.
It that way when it's not.
No, it's
For
it's,
today it is.
Yeah, it's just
today it's all about feet and religion.
It really doesn't matter at the end of the day. It's just an interesting fact. That's all.
It's not fun.
It's not that fun, though, Fred.
It may not be a fun
your,
fact.
Your facts are generally fun.
I don't find it fun.
And strippers' facts are fun.
It's
just
a fun fact.
I actually, part of the quote that I found funny is, I forgot how he worded it, but he said something, I just know my dad's name is Cohen and my name is Cohen or something. Like, well, thanks.
All right.
Strippers reminds us that Tom Brady has played great with the flu before in 05. The headline was one really sick performance. Tom Brady shook off the flu and led the Patriots to a resounding win in the Steel City.
That was the 04 championship game in Pittsburgh. That is correct. 41-27.
Do you remember his temperature that day, Paul?
No, I didn't remember.
Did you take it anally?
I didn't remember that he was sick, to be honest
with you. Knowing Paul, he might have. He's got a fetish.
He's an expert now.
He likes watching it.
He's seen a lot of colons. He likes seeing things go up his butt.
I think he's full of
See, the,
not
the,
anymore.
The joke didn't have to go any further. You didn't have to.
He never knows when to just say when.
And just
when.
So you know, you rarely take the joke far enough to where it gets to be funny.
Fact.
Well,
opinion.
I don't think
fact,
he likes seeing
from
it go
Eric.
Up his butt really help the joke.
See, I do.
I think that's.
I think you need to really push some people's face right in the water.
Derek, is this every bit as foolish as you thought while listening? Or more so?
He's still overwhelmed by the TVs.
He can't believe we actually have TVs in here.
Derek's like, I haven't been to a frat house that's like this.
Multiple TVs.
It's our little palace.
It is.
I can see why you guys get distracted now.
It looks like a closet from the outside, but it's really nice.
It's a nice closet. There you go.
I'm not saying anything.
Yeah, we hide Eric in here.
In trouble. See, why'd you have to go there?
And Strippers on Cue sends us the list of... interesting facts about Jewish football players.
Is it a pamphlet?
It's a blank page.
So there you go.
So glad I came today.
Jay Fiedler. Lyle Alzado. I didn't know he was.
Where's he now?
Dead, you know. Harris Barton.
So apparently it doesn't make you a better person or less likely to cheat and take steroids.
No, I'm good. I got this one behind you.
And so, play football.
It's so Sage Rosenfeld.
So is he... I mean, the note would... When I read it, it just said Cohen. Nowhere did it say he's like the fifth black Jewish football player. Like, there was no perspective.
Should that have been in the press release?
No, but it should have been in the story where they made a big deal about his name in Jewish and Christian.
He might be the first.
But that's my point. That makes it a note. If he's the 75th black defensive lineman football player who happens to be Jewish, I don't find it interesting.
Right.
By the way, he's not Jewish. He's Christian.
Right. So that kills that.
No, I know, but he would have been the first. Tell me why you're so interested in Cohen and his religion.
Yeah. I think it's an interesting question to ask him, but it may not even be worth writing about, you know?
Well, people wrote about it.
You know, you see where this leads. It obviously didn't lead anywhere.
To 10 minutes of the worst radio ever.
By the way, Strippers also sent me some. It's more than the tattoos, Paul. It's all the jersey stuff on eBay as well.
Good.
They were selling jerseys and stuff.
Well, then, you're talking about rings. The Ohio State stuff?
Yeah.
Wasn't that, it said improper benefits on there?
Yeah.
They sold bowl rings, too.
But the tattoo thing was the latest. It was like this week, I think. They got tattoos and traded autographs for tattoos. And Pryor immediately tweeted, I didn't
rings.
Do it. Yeah. There was all kinds of other stuff.
Yeah.
He just said that.
Yeah. I ignore
like three
Kevin,
times.
But it's okay. I ignore Kevin, too. He's not really worth listening to.
All right, webradio at patriots.com.
You got to be nice
508-543-7482 is the phone number.
I have all those emails of you talking about my mom.
I don't have to I don't have to go get the food today, do
Larry,
I?
Larry,
Fred had a dream that Eric, first of all, he had a dream that he was telling a drunk Jim Nance how to do his job.
Food will be here in a
second. He was drunk on the air.
Why was he drunk?
It was a weird dream.
He drank too much.
Pulling a Bob Costas.
You missed a lot.
But the worst part is,
off.
Then a person who was Eric and I combined, morphed into one person, Fred yelled at us to go get the bleeping coffee for him so he would.
No,
that must have been the gayest guy ever. Eric and Andy combined.
I got into Nance after.
Just saying.
I got into Nance's face because I was talking to the head of CBS, you know.
The head of CBS didn't
don't
care,
you have
but Fred
somebody
did.
Else because he was drunk on air. And so finally I went up to Nance. I go, can you do this? Can you pull this out?
Says, you were in charge?
Well, yeah.
He's the boss man.
He made himself in charge.
So Nance said, yeah, I can do this. So I looked at this morphed person of Andy and Eric. I go get him some coffee. And they put their head back and roll their eye. And
that's the Eric part of that.
Right. And that's when I screamed at them. Go get it. And that's I woke.
You pulled a Peter Ventrone?
Yeah, exactly.
Sorry, Fred.
That's exactly what I did. And then I woke myself up out of the dream because I yelled so loud in it.
Can you imagine what Nicky must go through? He woke himself up out of a dream.
Fred just wakes up screaming at all hours of the night.
Boy, Paul's back and the Diet Coke is going fast.
It's flowing.
That's actually one of my first observations. He just bolts
it's
to the mini fridge.
2 days worth of it.
We Fred, you really like this, huh?
Just so you know, I had to go 2 days without it. Without any.
Oh. You might drink 2 2-liters today.
Tuesday, I couldn't drink anything. And then Wednesday, they said no carbonated drinks, so I just had Gatorade.
He's
going
to be the first
yesterday.
Person that has to go to a methadone clinic to get off Diet Cola.
You know what was really cool, though?
Liter of cola.
Diet Cola.
I've been drinking soda in 3 years.
I had a
really?
Yeah.
I had a really bad headache before the procedure, and Beth said, you probably shouldn't take any Motrin or anything like that.
She said, Doc, I have a headache. I can't do this tonight.
It was completely gone. When I was done with the procedure, it was gone. And Beth goes, well, you did have, like, you know, Versed.
Drugs, right.
Demerol. I mean, it's going to get rid of your headache. And I felt great ever since.
Did you lose a lot of weight?
Although.
I doubt it.
Paul, you know that you can, you obviously probably know this, but you can get, if you're used to drinking that much soda, if you don't have it, you can get these, like, caffeine headaches.
Right.
Oh, yeah, that's not what it was from, though, because I've had a headache for a going back to that Jets game.
Since he started this job.
Well, no.
No, Brian left.
No, it went away after Brian left. Shane was checking in, by the way. Shane likes the fact that we mention his name every once in a while.
Does he?
And that he still lives on in
perpetuity. Wow, I mean, he's legendary.
Falling asleep in New Orleans is one of the top five moments ever.
On air. That's great.
He fell asleep while on PFW.
I'll reenact
You should have it.
I'll reenact it. You ready?
What is it? I don't know what it was.
There's that. There's the sound of his head.
His head literally hit the microphone as he fell asleep.
Partying too much?
Yes.
Oh, yeah.
Well, what do you think?
Yeah, I would hope so.
Hitting the strip clubs on Bourbon Street.
Patty O'Brien's.
Larry from San Diego writes in, and Larry's buying us lunch today. So thank you
very much.
Thanks,
Larry.
At some
Hello,
point.
Larry.
Hey, guys, and any male Jets fan listening, I know all male Jets fans will be by later, or any chance they get. It was great to finally meet y'all in San Diego, except for the AK-47 team who stayed behind. This has been a very unexpected season so far, and I'm torn between just enjoying this season for the great ride it is and taking whatever happens in stride or getting my hopes up with the chance of title number 4 and then having them possibly crushed again like the game that will be nameless. Either way, I'm very excited about the future. You wrote exited of this team.
I couldn't even imagine
saying that after that Baltimore playoff game last year. Remember that this defense will be getting 2 starters back next year as well as all those draft picks. We all know about that large second-year jump for all rookies. Pause for Andy and Paul's smart-ass comment.
No, Paul thinks it's a year five jump.
No, I think that the interesting part of that is you add Warren and Bodden, they might have a pretty good defense next year.
Yeah.
The only problem I would say is there's a chance that Hernandez and Gronkowski could regress a little bit. If they really are the part of the focal point of the offense and other teams are looking to take them away and have a full season of tape, and because, you know, as we talked about yesterday, the guy Moss, the linebackers coach from the Packers,
Winston Moss said,
when I saw him in person, Gronkowski was far more impressive. Well, next time, and as more coaches
you
have
read
that feeling. I skimmed it.
Wow.
It was about Gronkowski.
I'm impressed also, Paul.
It's my boy.
No, I mean, I read it, but, you know, had nothing else to do while I was waiting to get a, you know, camera shoved up my, you know.
Rectum?
Yeah.
Damn near killed. What's the difference between a rectum and a colon and a sphincter and an anus?
It's where they are.
The rectum is the cavity, right?
Yeah.
And then the colon is inside.
Yeah. Sphincter is the actual
filled
muscle.
Filled with diet soda and pizza.
That's the anus.
No.
That's the anus?
I don't know. What's the anus?
All right, that's enough. I was just kidding about the second-year jump. I wanted to see if I could get Zero to Hut going or if I could get Andy talking really fast.
Larry, you bought lunch, man. You can't get me going.
Anyway,
I'm with you 100%.
Anyway, I think Billy B., head coach of the New England Patriots, is setting this team up for Andy's side of the great debate.
Woo!
We will be able to compete for the Super Bowl title for the next 5 years, including this year. And Billy B., we thrust. In 5 years, I then see Billy B. and Tommy B., whose hair will be down to his knees by then, riding off into the sunset together and being in the same Hall of Fame class 5 years down the road. Wouldn't that be awesome? All righty, then. Enjoy your lunch. Have a great holiday.
That would be pretty cool.
It would be very cool.
All year long.
If they went into the Hall of Fame together, that would be pretty cool.
But that would be ridiculously cool. And then those voters who, again, it's just people in a room making the decision. Who knows if they choose that the year is like, well, if we're going to put them in, this is the year. Let's put Vinatieri in this year, too, and make it a Patriots class.
Imagine Borges. I mean, what's he ever won?
No. Yeah. Will he actually have to present Bill Belichick?
I don't know. The person going in chooses who they want to present.
No, he means to the Hall of Fame committee.
The
someone
voting.
Makes an argument.
Oh.
It's the local writer.
He's the only one?
He's
our
representative
Hall of Fame
here.
Representative.
There's only 42
There's not
or
that
four.
Many of them.
No, but
it's not like baseball.
No, I know, but is there more than one from New England?
I don't believe so.
Really? We're depending on him?
He just got Andre Tippett
in. All seriousness,
he's done a good job.
In all seriousness... He's a really good football historian.
Yeah,
but in all seriousness, he hates Bill Belichick.
His personal biases against Belichick have clouded him over the last decade. But in terms of his football knowledge and history of football, there's no one else I would want up there doing that.
Maybe he'd do the Elway thing. I present Bill Belichick for the Hall of Fame and just sit down.
Right. You know, that's it.
But if he starts talking, at some point he's going to start taking shots.
I could see him going out there and saying, listen, you know, you know, in seven seasons without Tom Brady as his quarterback, he made the playoffs once. Fact, not opinion, as they say, right?
But I don't think Bill and Brady will go out at the same time. But that would be very cool.
Actually, Mike brought that up. Mike Reese brought that up. I asked the question on one of the mailbags, and that's what he said.
That would I don't think there's any chance.
I can see, you know, Belichick made that comment a while back about not having
Marv
any.
Levy.
I can't see him not being Marv Levy the way he's going. Like, I can't see him just walking away. He seems to enjoy it so much.
What if he could go on TV.
What?
He could be in the – not necessarily in the booth.
You think
but,
Tony Dungy's dry?
Not, but maybe he'd be different. Maybe once he got into that position.
You know what he could do different. If he wanted to do NFL Network and do something really football, really breaking it down,
I don't
film,
think he has any
telestrator, Bellestrator. I think he could do. I don't think he could be sit on the desk and talk about all the news of the week.
And make witty little quips. I don't think he's interested in playing that nonsense. That's nonsense to him.
Yeah.
That's white noise to him.
I don't know. I could see him walking
X's and
away.
O's, like he did that Super Bowl thing that year.
Yes.
Was it 05, 06?
Yeah, Super Bowl.
Yeah, he was very good.
But
that's his element.
See,
but
I could see him walking away.
I could also see him walking back.
What do you mean? Like, I think high
coming back?
No. I mean, walk away and then realize I shouldn't have walked away. I think a lot of those guys go through it. I don't think everyone knows they're coming back when they leave. Yeah. I think he could legitimately end a long run here and say, I'm done. I had my fun. And 2 years later, realize, well, I don't really want to be. I don't really want to do anything else. That's what I do and going back.
How about this? When he decides to walk away, does somebody find out about it?
What do you mean?
Does Mike Reese
who breaks
break it?
Or
Adam Schefter break it? Or does no one know that he's going to do it? And then all of a sudden he just goes to Robert, says,
I'm going to say no one
I've
knows.
I've had enough. Let's make the announcement
tomorrow.
Yeah,
that.
Yeah, I think he wouldn't leak it.
And Reese might get it then, like at that point, but I think he'll let Robert know first. It won't be.
Oh, no. Robert will know. I think Robert will know. But I'm wondering, do we ever find out before we get a press release announcing a press conference?
I'm saying like maybe 6 hours before.
The Patriots will let it out
before.
Until after season ticket holder has renewed all the renewals that have been sent.
What are you doing?
Seriously. Stop talking.
Well, I wouldn't. I'd wait till I get all my money in.
Do you know what my point is?
Yes, and I think it'll come out before the release, but not very long before. Like, I think Mike will have it a little
bit. Someone might know before. Yeah. You know, that's what I'm wondering. It's one of those things. You know,
but it won't be like weeks
Brandon
before.
Spikes got suspended at 4 o'clock, we found out officially. At 2 o'clock, I think, Ian Rappaport tweeted it out there. He got the story.
Well, in this day
will
and
that
age,
happen?
Yeah.
I'm not sure it will.
It will.
In this day and age, with all the information, just, you know, with Twitter and all, you know, all the highways, I guess, of information.
But at some point, he'll tell the team.
I think Bill's a little bit different than the
average
story. Bill's contract extension that everybody found out about, I don't know, 3 years after he signed it.
Do you not think Bill would tell Brady or not tell Wilfork? And
I think once you tell
Mrs. Wilfork, it's out there.
Right.
If Wilfork finds out, all bets are off. No question.
Like,
Mrs. 75 will have that tweeted within
the minute. I would think he'll at least tell the captains, even if he doesn't tell everybody, person by person on the team.
But he might say something along the lines of, listen, this is going to be my last year. I'm going to make an announcement, but, you know, don't say anything.
Yeah, and Mrs. Wilfork's typing on her BlackBerry.
But I can't imagine that he's not announcing it within the day that he's telling people. He's not going to tell people and then 3 months later announce it.
I think he
are you trying to run him out of town?
He would assume.
No, we're talking about him going to the Hall of Fame with Brady together.
He's smart enough to know that the minute he tells anyone, it's out there. So you better have your plan right then and there to announce
it. Just one of those PFW in progress hypotheticals. I was wondering what your thoughts are.
Brooklyn Matt says, Andy's latest gaffe, not knowing that Cohen is a Jewish name. Andy, you have to try.
I'm not closed-minded like that. I don't label people as Jewish or
try
Christian
hard
or black
to
or white.
A more Jewish name than Cohen. Also,
I see people. I'm sorry. I know you're different than me, Matt.
Yeah. Andy, Merry freaking Christmas. Listening to your gaffes throughout the year has been a source of amusement.
I got to be honest with you. I'm with you on your gaffes. But I don't think this is one of them. I'm sorry. Well, I don't think of names in terms of, that's got to be Jewish. Or that's got to be Catholic.
That's part of the problem with this world. Why do you need to know that? Why is that relevant?
The meaning of the
How
name
is that
Cohen
relevant
is
at all? It isn't. Thank you.
I'm actually with you guys, just for the record, if anyone's writing it down at home, which I doubt.
Derek is in the right. Fred is in the wrong.
Of course, it's just
that's
knowledge.
How Fred got his job.
That's
so
true.
When Reese
he's
posted
got a soft spot for it.
When Reese posted it, I skimmed it, but then after I realized what it was, I just that was over.
That's all it's worth.
Yeah,
it's just a skim.
Not worth that.
Yeah,
right. It's like Davios.
So so should we say he's a black player?
It. Not worth crap.
So when he walks in the room, do we say he's a black player?
No money, no food.
No, we
can we discuss this? Can we discuss this?
No.
I wanted to get to the more important facts.
It was supposed to be delivered at 11:45, so I called at 12:10. They were like, the cook must have not seen this, blah, blah, blah. We're so sorry. It'll be there in 10 minutes.
Oh,
and that was at 12:10, and it's now 12:40.
Oh, my God. Are you sure it's not sitting somewhere getting
cold?
No,
that's why I keep leaving to go.
Did somebody else eat it?
No.
We've done that to other people.
Right.
In fairness.
Oh, that was hilarious that day.
No one else here. So
I got a lot of pleasure. I got a lot of pleasure out of that day.
Maybe Belichick and Brady. But in all seriousness,
I'm just
should
saying,
we
they're
say
plummeting.
The guy's a black player or a white player?
Is that unique?
Are there names
unique?
But are there names that are thought of as black and white?
No.
As opposed to Christian and Jewish?
No.
Oh, I don't know about that. I can't think of any, but I think people get preconceived notions.
I don't
want to
lose my job, but I certainly could rattle off a few for you.
It's a unique
Paulie, we
got to
get this thing.
But would someone write, he surprisingly is a white defensive lineman, or he surprisingly is a black defensive lineman?
If they had an offensive lineman
named...
So why
do I need to know whether he's Jewish or Christian?
If they had an offensive lineman named Tom O'Brien, would you assume that he's a white guy?
Yes.
Yes.
Write he's a black quarterback when the Patriots sign a black quarterback, because that's unique.
No,
black quarterbacks are the minority, correct?
If his name was Tom O'Brien and he was black, would you be writing stories about it?
What's that?
If it was Tom O'Brien and he happened to be black, would you be writing stories about it?
I'd like to know where he got his name from.
From his family. Who cares?
What's his
name? Andy, I think we're just in the minority. Well, Derek is with us, but I think we're in the minority.
It's just interesting. That's all.
No, but I would equate it to race then. If he's a black quarterback, the first thing I should write is he's a black quarterback.
No.
His name is Jackson. Reggie Jackson signs with the Patriots, and he's a black quarterback. I'll say it. Or if he's white, then I have to say, wow, Reggie Jackson is a white quarterback for the Patriots.
What's the uniqueness in that?
Black quarterbacks are the minority.
Well, that gets said every time there is one.
No, it doesn't.
It
doesn't? Not in this way. I don't think so. There are stories written in general about black quarterbacks,
right.
Not about a guy signed and he's a black quarterback. That's irrelevant. He's a quarterback. Just like this guy, it's irrelevant whether he's Christian or Jewish.
That's not as unique as this. It isn't.
I don't know because I don't care about these things. I don't ask every player that signs his religion and how it ties into his name because I don't care. Because I don't care. I don't care about religion.
I know, but this was obviously something
it's not related
unique.
To their performance, their job, their
no, neither
story.
Is Vinatieri being related to General Custer's
But that's
family.
Interesting. Jew, religion.
Exactly.
Everybody
How
has
do you
some
know
religion.
Unique? That's what I, that's
but
the
Fred,
part I don't get.
Everybody has a religion, correct? Except for people that don't, obviously.
Right. Like
but
you.
For the most part, people have
Who
a religion,
Star
right?
Wars is your religion.
Not everybody is related to Custer.
No, but my point is,
right?
How do we know
so
what's
So that's
un-
very,
how do
very,
unique?
Very unique. It isn't. He has a religion.
You know,
he chooses to practice.
No
he
one would have ever. No one would have ever asked Andre Tippett.
He said he was Christian.
Okay, but he may. That doesn't mean. Not everyone even has a religion. I mean, you know, you don't know. But when you see that, you're like, wow, this is interesting.
No, no,
get,
I didn't.
How did he get that?
Nor
name?
Did Derek.
How did he get that name?
Target audience, right there. Yeah. He missed the mark.
I wasn't paying attention to what we're talking about.
Let's move on.
You know,
it's the target audience, right
I
there.
Think, I well, think.
I want to be Brian Gumbo on Real Sports. Let's move on.
I think as a writer, when a new guy comes in. It's your job to find out everything you can about him.
So the next kicker they sign that's black, I write, Pat signed black kicker.
Why would you have to do that?
Name a black kicker.
Reggie Roby.
Kicker.
Oh, not a punter?
Kicker. A black place kicker. Give me one.
Donald Igwebuki.
Stop! I want Fred to answer
no,
this.
I had to go back to the mid-80s.
You know, you're being silly, all right?
See, I don't think I am being silly.
It's a unique thing.
A black kicker wouldn't be a unique thing. He just had to go back to the 80s to give you one.
I can understand, but you don't have to find that out. You see the man. Okay? There might be a story here that's worth asking a question about.
But what's the story? That's what
we
I don't
know.
Get.
He's got a Jewish name and he's a black guy. That's not common. Unless there's a conversion like Sammy
story?
Davis Jr. or Andre Tippett. So you just find it. It's a question worth asking. After that, it's not worth anything more. You know, maybe he has a good story about it. I don't know. And neither does the writer until they ask the question.
Yeah, I would never ask the question.
Okay, because you're not interested.
Right.
I actually think it's delving into a guy's personal
right.
life.
Right.
I have no business being into it.
Well, then
personally.
Let's not have bios in the media guide
no, but
for these guys anymore.
You're basing
but
it on
bios
a preconceived
in the media guide
notion.
Of what they offer you.
Right.
The
no,
person
but this,
offers
you're
you.
Making an assumption or you're having a preconceived notion based on looking at his name.
And I've never read in a guy's bio that he practices Catholicism. Never once.
No, but look, this is unique. I think. Most people who are worldly that know things beyond 1980 know that Cohen is a Jewish name, and it's not typically someone, an African-American doesn't typically have that type of name. Mm. And I think it's worth saying, hey, where'd you get the name from?
I don't think many people would think that.
Well,
I don't think many Patriots fans read that and said, gee, I wonder if this guy's a Jewish defensive lineman.
Are you kidding me?
I don't. Maybe I'm being naive.
I'm with
don't.
You, but I think we're in the minority.
Okay.
I already said, yeah, I don't know. I really have no interest in.
Right.
Yeah.
Can the guy make a tackle?
Right.
Yeah. Well, that's.
Can he two-gap?
Obviously,
see,
that's the thing.
First
that's all
they,
I care about. Yeah, I would ask him, have you ever two-gap before? This is a unique system.
Obviously,
right.
that's all
no,
that
it's not
really
for every,
matters.
The system for defensive linemen isn't for everybody.
Every guy.
Is it for this guy? Yep.
You know, every guy that comes on the Patriots doesn't offer Stacey James. Here's what's unique about me. They have to go out and say, hey, what did you do in college? What are your interests? What are your hobbies? You know, what's your family?
Sure.
How many siblings do you have? They have to pull that from the person to make them different from the next guy in line in the media guide. So you see a guy with a Jewish name who's African American, say, "Hey, where'd you get the name?" I don't think there's.
And I liked
wrong
his answer. My dad.
I understand.
I would have left it as that and said, "My dad."
I understand.
Why are you asking?
And if he doesn't
that.
Want to answer it, that's fine too. But I think it's worth asking.
Okay, that's where we disagree.
Yeah.
You know.
Nah.
It's unique.
What do you guys think about that, Sam Macon worked out? Because I was really interested by
that. I think is the coverage thing. He might not have anything left, but
I think
that's
this is the latest
obvious
attempt.
Sign the coverage sucks.
This is the latest attempt of, 6 weeks ago when they signed Pierre Woods.
Mm-hmm.
We're going to sign a guy that's been in our system and been productive on special teams to come back in and see if he can help us out. Because right now, we're struggling. And I think this is the latest guy.
Well, very similar to Tony Carter, though, last week, correct?
I think Tony Carter last week was promoted because they had some issues in the secondary with Darius Butler and Devin McCourty going into the game where they didn't know how much they were going to get out of those two guys. And they wanted a guy who has been in the system all year. Don't forget, he's been on the practice squad the whole season.
Yeah, no, that's what I'm saying.
Rather than Chevis Jackson, who just got here.
Exactly. That was my greater point.
So I think they looked at Tony Carter as a guy that if something happened, you know, because, Derek, it's a lot of times with guys like that, McCourty could have gone into the game, and then all of a sudden, the middle of the first quarter, you know, I just can't go. I thought I could go, but I just can't go.
He did mention he had some discomfort in those ribs, correct?
Right. So you never know when you go into a game like that with a guy who's on the fence, and evidently Butler did something at practice late in the week that caused him to be, a game-time decision as well. So you can find yourself in the middle of the first quarter without two cornerbacks. You already lost Will Height, so now you're down to Arrington. Probably going to have to move one of those safeties, and he's got an elbow issue, as Andy points out, with a mouthful over there. But you have him, and you also have all the safeties that they probably could have moved Merriweather or Chung around, but you just have to have another guy in Tony Carter to have just a little bit of depth back there.
Yeah.
Strippers writes in, breaking news, Woody Johnson has called the Patriots owner Robert Kraft to apologize about Westhoff's accusations about the sideline walls.
So I thought he was going to call and ask him, you know, his religion. I'm sorry, Fred. Even for me, that was over the top.
Where'd you get your name?
So,
Fred, not happy.
So I apologize.
He's asking if you wanted to do a break.
That was interesting. Right now.
That is interesting.
That's very interesting that he apologized for that.
I actually just read that.
Sounds like they're trying to avoid any.
By the way, that's extra calamari that was thrown in by Larry.
Hey, thanks, Larry.
Thank you, Larry.
What? Yeah.
Big thanks, actually, Larry, because now I don't have to buy lunch.
Did anybody else get a burger?
I did.
Did you get it well done?
Oh, I don't know. No, I got it medium. Why?
Eric got, like, sliders.
That's okay.
What, you got wrong order?
No, I didn't say anyway, but I have one that's well
I know
done.
I ordered medium. All right, let's take a Davio's is here, so rather than everyone
stay
listen to us talk with our mouths full, let's take a break. And we'll be right back with more Jewish talk.
This is Rich Eisen of NFL Network. Where do I go when I want my latest fresh, hot Patriots information? I go to PFW in Progress.
So, Pat, how many Advantage miles have you racked up on American Airlines this year?
That's kind of a personal question, Brian.
It's nothing to be embarrassed about.
I'm not embarrassed.
Okay, then I'll ask you again. How many miles have you racked up?
236,000.
Miles? That's got to be wrong, because I fly a lot more than you.
Well, flying isn't the only way you can earn Advantage miles, Brian.
Right. I knew that.
I mean, you can earn miles when you buy all kinds of stuff, you know? Stuff you use every day.
Also, like, you know, ping pong balls, Argyle socks, really tall ladders.
Like clothes, you know, movie rentals, gas for your car.
Oh, shish kebabs, Russian nesting dolls, snow globes.
I was thinking, like, newspapers, you know? When you bank, go to restaurants.
Oh, fake mustaches.
Yeah, Brian. You can earn miles when you go to a novelty store and buy a fake mustache.
Awesome.
You can earn Advantage miles for the stuff you buy every day, whatever that stuff may be. Learn more at aa.com/advantage. We know why you fly. We're American Airlines.
You may know that Verizon Fios has more HD channels than cable, but what you may not know is that now you can sign up for Verizon Fios with no term contract required. And if you're not absolutely satisfied, you can cancel with no early termination fees. That's right. You can get Fios TV, internet, and phone at a guaranteed low price of just $89.99 a month for a year with no term contract required. And if you don't love it, you can cancel with no early termination fees. Just call 1-866-892-6057. That's 1-866-892-6057. And you'll know why now is the best time to switch to Fios. Get your game face on. Play the Gridiron Challenge at patriots.com/gridironchallenge and enter for your chance to win tickets and a chance to win the grand prize, an all-inclusive trip to the big game. Brought to you by Verizon. For official rules and terms, visit patriots.com/gridironchallenge. For new customers only. Equipment charges, taxes, and fees, and other terms apply. Rate may increase after 1 year. Fios service is available in select areas. Offer expires 9/18/10. Call for more details.
Okay, I'll have the Giganto Burger with cheese combo.
Oh, will that be all?
That's it.
Go, Pats! What?
If you're like this man, you have what is known as a healthy obsession with the Patriots.
Hi, just the jeans today?
Yeah, thanks.
Go, Pats!
Okay, that was weird.
I know, right?
At Bank of America, we understand, and we can help. I'll just take this when you're ready.
Oh, here you go.
Go, Pats!
Indeed. Go Pats.
With Patriots Checking from Bank of America, you can do more than just tell the world about your loyalty. You can show them by getting the Patriots logo on your checks and debit cards.
I say, here's a baguette. Go long.
I'm open.
Whoops.
Ask your Bank of America associate if Patriots Checking is right for you. Or go to bankofamerica.com/patriots.
Bank of America N.A. Member FDIC. Copyright 2010 Bank of America Corporation. And account setup fee may apply in some states.
So, Pat, how many Advantage miles have you racked up on American Airlines this year?
That's kind of a personal question, Brian.
It's nothing to be embarrassed about.
I'm not embarrassed.
Oh, okay, then I'll ask you again. How many miles have you racked up?
236,000.
Miles? That's gotta be wrong, because I fly a lot more than you.
Well, flying isn't the only way you can earn Advantage miles, Brian.
Right. I knew that.
I mean, you can earn miles when you buy all kinds of stuff, you know? Stuff you use every day.
Also, like, you know, ping pong balls, Argyle socks, really tall ladders.
Like clothes, you know, movie rentals, gas for your car.
Oh, shish kebabs, Russian nesting dolls, snow globes.
I was thinking, like, newspapers, you know? When you bank, go to restaurants.
Oh, fake mustaches.
Yeah, Brian. You can earn miles when you go to a novelty store and buy a fake mustache.
Awesome.
You can earn Advantage miles for the stuff you buy every day, whatever that stuff may be. Learn more at aa.com/advantage. We know why you fly. We're American Airlines.
And now, great moments in PFW in progress history.
From the photos, Eddie was telling me.
No. Unlike the rest of the world, I didn't clamor to go see Brett Favre's junk when it was available online. I still have not seen his junk, just like I haven't seen Greg Oden's. I don't seek out male penises.
See?
Unlike some men in this world.
Couldn't agree with him more. I've never seen one of those photos.
But I like breasts. But they said Jen Sturger photos available, see why Favre was after her. But online, I'd be dialing it up
tonight.
Matter
of fact, I have done that.
I like breasts. I'm passionate about breasts.
I think that's really funny, though. Why would you ever do like a Google search on Greg Oden's junk?
Right.
Did you see Brett Favre's?
Yes.
Did you see Brandon Spikes?
Yes.
I don't get that. I don't know why you would want to see
just
that.
Watching it.
That's another great moment from PFW in progress.
It's like he's actually on trial answering the attorney. Yes. Yes. Unequivocal.
That was one of the greatest things I've ever heard in my entire life.
Ever? Really?
Ever.
Have you seen all your years? Junk. Yes.
If only it was a bit. It was true.
Have you seen Mrs. Ryan's feet? Yes. Have you seen her personal ad? Yes. Do you know where she likes it? Yes.
Webradio at Patriots.com is the email address. 508-543-7482 is the phone number. Rob from Rochester writes, and why don't these guys get flu shots? What if this happens during the playoffs? Isn't it easier to just get the shot?
I'm sure they do.
I think they do, but that's not always.
It doesn't guarantee you're not going to get sick.
Yeah.
Can I just say that's pretty overrated?
And it could be like a stomach flu. It doesn't necessarily have to
be. And it may not even really be the flu.
Right.
I was sick.
Can I eat your pickle?
Okay.
Well, mark tape. Somebody,
yeah, right?
Somebody needs to mark tape.
Can I eat your pickle?
He just left it sitting in his little container right there.
I liked it better when Lori used to eat my pickle.
Oh, man. Wow. Yes, you can eat his pickle.
Yes. And I'm the one that's going to have the affair, right?
Just don't use your teeth.
What were we talking about? Flu shot? Yeah, it's... I mean,
pickle smoocher?
It could be a stomach flu.
Yeah.
You know...
He's sick. I mean, you know how, like, they use arm? I think flu could just be he's sick. The kind of the overwhelming umbrella of whenever a guy's just sick, why he missed practice.
Let's see. Luke writes in, and he's in Ireland. He says, maybe it's my Patriots homerism, but I can't see how Brady isn't the MVP, yet NFL Network and Florio plus others have talked about this being one of the closest MVP races in a while. Can you guys see Vic being the MVP over Brady? Thanks as always.
I'm with you, Luke. I think there should be a blowout for Brady.
Well, it's a prisoner of the moment type thing. And once again, they're just, you know, last week, even though Brady wasn't fantastic, he didn't have the ball very much. But then you got Michael Vick, who just came back and scored, you know, led the Eagles towards that 28 points in about 8 minutes.
Yeah, I think Brady's an MVP, but I can see why people think it's close.
I agree with you.
But I mean, Brady's my pick, my clear cut
I think
pick.
It's close.
Mm-hmm.
I think Brady gets the edge because he's played all 16 games.
That's part of it.
Whereas Vick hasn't. And I also think, and I've said this before, I don't think that MVP should necessarily end with the regular season. I think that they shouldn't announce the award until after the whole thing is done.
Remember, Freddie, that the Eagles have won two games without Vic this year.
That's right. That's a good point. That's a great kind point. Of the point
yeah,
I'm making.
I don't like that because not everybody gets the opportunity to have that happen to see what happens.
Right. But
and why are you penalized because your team has a decent backup quarterback?
Or, you know, yeah. I mean, but for lack of a better way to put it.
But it gets down to the value. Okay, they won without him. You know, so, you know.
Well, but how do you know? Well. How do you know that the Patriots wouldn't win without
you
Brady?
Don't,
you don't, because he played every
but
game.
But now it's proven, on the other hand. You
yeah,
don't
see,
know
I,
about
that,
Brady.
That's why I think that shouldn't be part of the equation.
Yeah, but
unless it's even for everybody, it shouldn't be part
right.
of the equation.
But
why
know,
can't you
I think Brady's the pick.
Why can't you look at it like Vic has more talent around him?
You could.
That the Eagles can win, you know, even having a back, or even though Cobb's probably not considered a backup on most teams. But why can't you look at it and flip the argument and say he has more talent around him?
I would say Vic has more talent.
I would say, too. So how does that?
I'm not sure it's a huge difference.
I don't either.
No. I think Deshaun
difference.
Jackson is by far the best player beyond the two quarterbacks. But
well, look, better than Colt,
and here's the problem.
LeSean McCoy is a better running back than anybody.
I would agree with that.
Jeremy Maclin's probably a better wide receiver than anybody else they have.
And
Brent Celek is on par with Gronkowski and Hernandez.
And their defense is pretty good.
If the Eagles go on to win the Super Bowl and it's in the playoffs, it's largely because of Michael Vick. I think he is the most valuable player. That's why I don't.
But
think,
it's a regular season award.
I don't
just
think
like coach
it
of the year, just
and,
like
and
all.
And
of
I
them.
Don't think it should be.
But they all are. You'd have to change all the awards.
I would.
Well, what about Devin McCourty and you know Ndamukong Suh? That whole thing.
It seems like Sue's going to win it.
Well, I mean, it's close.
I don't think it's going to end up being close. It seems like Suh is far and away, and it seems like McCourty's in the pack with like Joe Hayden and other guys. It just doesn't. See, Suh, I think, is the leading Pro Bowl vote getter at defensive tackle.
Yeah, I believe that is correct.
So I think he's going to win it. I think he's going to win it in a runaway.
Yeah, I think locally, I think you know everyone knows a lot about McCourty. I think Suh has more national exposure, or had it up until recently.
Well, I think McCourty's gotten attention.
He's
of
come
late.
On,
of
but
late,
I mean,
yeah.
Some people believe Suh is one of the best defensive tackles in football this year.
Well,
I'm not sure McCourty has already
right.
made himself one of the best corners.
There's other corners out there that. You know, he still needs to
I think
to
Suh,
get, yeah.
Suh may be on borderline unanimous.
Now, is McCourty Irish? Is what I want.
I don't know. Is that an Irish name?
I'm only kidding.
That's a great one. Is that okay to ask that?
I'm only kidding.
Moving
is
on.
Every MC name Irish?
I don't know.
Let me Google that.
It could be Scottish, I think. McDougal.
Could be Glenfiddich.
You know? Let's see. Oh, by the way...
Why McDougal
we
is Scottish?
We have the Christmas poem. Dan Heffron's Christmas poem is in.
So Jerome McDougal was Scottish.
Is he?
I don't know. You just said McDougal was Scottish.
I don't know.
Are there a lot of black Scottish players?
Are you interested
in
that?
In what?
What you're talking about.
No.
Okay, then stop.
But I'm trying to be.
Please stop.
Find out why you and Mike Reese and others would be interested
well,
in
you
it.
Seem
I'm
to
trying
be
to
very
find
interested
a reason.
In right now.
I'm interested in my lack of interest in something that you find interesting.
You don't want to admit it.
We're in the minority, Andy. Let's just move on.
Just to recap.
I think we're actually in the majority.
Just to recap, Andy is interested in his lack of interest in something that you find interesting.
Right.
Thank you, Paul.
Chris with the TIAN. Hey, guys, and Eric. Oh, he'll be by later. Just wanted to wish you a Merry Christmas. Thanks for everything you do throughout the year. I always look forward to your shows, and I'm never, ever disappointed.
Come on. Never? Paul Perillo solo show?
I really enjoyed
that.
That
was a great show.
I agree with you, Paul. I really enjoy just listening to you.
Yeah, so does Paul.
Oh, man.
Good job, Steve.
Let's see.
You like being heckled by listeners in studio?
Luke, I just read Luke sent two emails, and they're both the same.
Enjoy eating this pickle.
I'm not surprised there. But just ask Rex Ryan. We all have our little fetishes. You like pickles?
Do they really show that video in Around the Horn?
Oh, I don't know. Apparently, yes.
Okay, monkey behind
Ken
the
glasses, Walter writes.
Kevin's head is bobbing while he's eating his pickle.
Ken Walter writes in, just get in from practicing snow angels in case someone picks me up for the playoffs.
I like this Ken Walter.
Don't know if you guys remember Josh Miller. I certainly do. But when he was on the radio with Felger made a big deal about Josh being Jewish. Oh, and to Tom Coughlin, you need me to shank a punt. I'll shank it. Even if you forget to tell me, I'll shank it. Nothing beats experience in a proven record. Call me. Happy holidays to all
Give
of you and your
break.
Families. In all seriousness, I think I enjoy following you guys as much as the team itself. Wow. That's
what would that one to the front office, too?
That's good.
C.C. Belichick.
That's good stuff. Paul, you keep eating. What's going on over there? Now, Paul has to make up for 36 hours of no eating.
And, it's an uphill battle.
Notice how I'm staying
straight.
Notice how I'm keeping my fingers and toes away from his mouth.
Absolutely, Derek.
Paul, we polled people who had tubes stuck up their butt, and some of them were under your regiment where they had to fast for like 36 hours, and others.
Wasn't 36 hours, just the day before.
My mom was 24 hours. It was.
They said no solid foods. I could have clear liquids, but no solid foods. And the more you do, the better it is for the procedure because they get a better look the cleaner you are. But it wasn't 36 hours.
Were you worried about wiping properly in the morning?
It was one day. Was I worried? No.
Making sure you were clean?
I don't know about you, but I kind of always worried about that. I always want to make sure I'm clean.
Well, I do too, but a little extra. You got the wet wipe, not just the dry toilet paper.
No, I didn't do that.
You know, Jimmy's one of the guys that uses the wet wipes in the bathroom too, I've noticed.
Do you hold them?
To hand it to him?
Do you actually hold them for him?
Yep.
And it?
What are you holding, Andy? Can we just recap?
Nothing.
Okay, just making sure.
My BlackBerry.
Let's see. Walter in Cambridge says, do you think Robert Kraft would ask Bill Belichick to groom a successor before he retires? Would Bill do it for the good of the team? A lot of people thought that Josh McDaniels might be that guy.
And maybe he still will be. He's available.
I don't know.
Now, is he Irish?
I would think so.
Oh, my God.
Seriously, you need to stop.
Some would think he was drunk before he made some of the major decisions that he did in Denver.
Let's see.
So you're saying that all Irish people are drunks?
Yep.
Well, no question.
I agree with. If he had asked an Irishman, do you not drink? I think that would be interesting.
That would be good, yeah.
Ask me.
Christopher says, what's your opinion of the
officiating
this year?
It's true.
I bring
on
this up because it's got another controversy with the Bucks touchdown.
Paul, this is yours.
That would have won them the game being called off due to a phantom offensive pass interference. Did you hear about this, Paul?
I did not hear about this one, but
the league has actually.
I'm going to excuse myself from this question because I am obviously not impartial in the situation.
Well, the league actually called the Bucks and apologized.
I love those. I'm sorry I cost you the playoff spot. Really, it's killing me in here where it counts.
Yep.
So about this past weekend?
Yeah.
Well, I mean, you know, ruling of the, on the field aside, I mean, the Bucks should have won that game if they were a true contender.
No, I agree.
I mean,
they shouldn't have been in that much trouble at home against the Detroit Lions. I agree.
The Lions,
but Detroit has played everybody tough.
Yeah, they played teams tough,
but
they
should
be
beat
good.
Them.
They should be blowing them out at home if they're true. Not blowing them out, but they should be winning those kind of games at home when they're playing for a playoff spot.
I agree with you. That was a statement game, and they made a bad statement. The statement they made was that they're not ready yet. But I have to tell you, we, especially Andy and I, have been very critical of Raheem Morris in Tampa Bay all season. That's a good young team. I don't think they're ready yet, and they need some pieces around the quarterback. And the quarterback's going to have to get better. He can't just play well in the last drive and expect them to win every week. But
he has been good, though.
They have the pieces in place, I think, to be a pretty good football team.
I agree.
If they continue to draft well. They had a good draft last year, too. I'm intrigued by that team. I've seen them a little bit with those – these weeks that we've been off a little bit and we've had a chance to watch the Red Zone channel, Freddie, when we had the Thanksgiving week and then the Monday night game, and even this past week because we played at night and we're at home, I watched the 1 o'clock games before I came here. And Tampa Bay, LeGarrette Blount, have you seen him run at all? He's an animal.
He really is. I picked him up on my fantasy team. That was
that's
a great move.
That shows you how good he is. He's on a fantasy team now.
Phil from Nova Scotia.
Or as Fred would call him, LeGarrette.
Phil from Nova Scotia says, Merry Christmas, men and Eric. Rate these things in order of stinkiness. Feet, balls, the life aquatic, Andy's dirty laundry, or the tube from Paul's procedure.
No comment.
I never saw the life aquatic.
Nope. Feet are disgusting, so they're at the bottom of the ladder.
I'm sorry, but the scope has got to be at the bottom of the ladder.
I'll take the scope.
At what point should I read Dan's?
You certainly will.
I hate feet.
At what point should I read Dan's poem?
Wait for Eric to get
here, and then after we read that, we'll go right into picks.
Anybody watch any of the bowl game last night, Boise State in Utah?
I did.
Did you see that Boise tried a trick play on a punt?
Yeah.
And they threw the ball to the kicker?
Yeah.
The same guy who cost him the season, and he dropped it?
Yeah.
I just wanted to hug the kid. I felt so bad for
and
him.
And Herb Street tried to say
that's
it's
a tough,
tough catch. Why?
Because the first angle they showed, it looked like
he's a kicker.
It looked like there was some guys.
That's the only thing that made it a tough catch. He's not a receiver.
Well, the first angle they showed on the replay, it looked like there was some guys in between, and maybe he got shielded. Then they show it from the backside, and the back
kind of like you saw it yesterday right. from the backside.
And there was no one in between, and it hit him right in the chest.
And then they tried one on a PAT where they went for two and pitched it, and then the pitch guy tried to throw it.
I saw the third and goal play that they ran like a wide receiver reverse. It was going to be a pass with Austin Pettis, and he kind of scrambled around and he threw it and it got batted in the air and he ran forward and he caught it, caught his own pass, but he didn't get in the end zone.
Yeah, Utah shot themselves in the foot early. They had a couple turnovers that they didn't take advantage of.
This is it right here. This is the wide receiver running around. He throws the pass and he ends up catching it himself, but he doesn't get in the end zone. See, this is what we do, Derek.
See right here.
I fit right in then, I guess.
Bill in Mississippi wants to know, any chance there'll be co-MVPs this year, like in 03 when it was McNair and Manning? Vic and Brady are both deserving, but I give the edge to Brady. That could be.
I'd be really upset if that happens.
You don't like it when they split it.
Well,
no, just when they split their
yeah,
vote.
No.
I don't care if 16 guys vote for each, but if Peter King up, splits his vote and it's 15.5
to 15.5.
If it ended
up 25-25, I suppose I could live with that. But if there's a half vote in there and someone split it like Peter King did that year, I really, that bothers me a lot.
I agree.
Just make a choice.
Take a stand.
You don't have, listen, it's a pick for an NFL award. It's not, you know, you're not voting on health care. It's not something that's going to have lasting, you know, repercussions. You're picking who you thought was the best player in the league that year. Just make a pick.
I concur.
Let's see. Justin in Alaska says the head, the butt, the gut, and Erica. First, wishing all of you
am
a
I
merry...
the butt or the gut?
And am I the head or the gut? Or
oh,
the...
come on.
I hope I'm not included in that.
No.
Good. Good, yeah.
You're Erica.
First, wishing all of you a Merry Christmas and thank you for another great series of shows. Looking ahead to the playoffs, the only teams I worry about are the Colts and the Ravens, Steelers, Jets, and their feet, KC and maybe San Diego. Doesn't cause concern. But if you would, tell us the one key for these teams to beat the Pats.
Turnovers.
I mean, all you know, obviously the Colts.
I'll go as blatantly elementary as you can. If you don't turn the ball over, you're going to have a very good chance of winning. Yeah. Everybody's turning the ball over against the Patriots. If you can protect the ball the way the Patriots have all year, you're going to have a chance to win.
Although I did hear that Joseph Addai is now back to practice.
You want to get that?
That could be a bad call.
Stop talking about Cohen.
Yeah.
Cohen and, Auditorium at Tufts. I just thought of that.
And, Fred, if you are the genius behind Three Games of Glory, then
hello.
I say to you, thank you. Three Games of Glory, the original, is awesome and the best Pats DVD, if not in all of football, out there. If we win, you have to do another, and please make it like the first one, not the last, i.e. play-by-play with Gina and Gil and no editing. Finally, Rex's wife in her underwear all over the internet. Thank you, fat bastard.
Whoa.
Wow.
Underwear?
Like now she's in her underwear?
Is she fat, too? Because I don't really know what she looks like.
She's thin, normal.
Mrs. Ryan?
I would say relatively attractive for a 50-plus-year-old woman or whatever.
I didn't see
anything in underwear.
Cougar-esque?
No, not cougar.
Not a cougar.
Wife. You know, decent wife. You know what? I'm going down the back stretch here. I got a decent-looking wife. That kind of wife.
All right.
But
your wife does not listen to the show, huh, Andy?
Not regularly.
Good.
What? So when he calls it, when women write in and he asks to send pictures, you think his wife would be offended by that?
I tell her that.
You're a sweetheart of a guy.
Fred, have you seen photos of her in her? Wasn't she fully clothed?
Yeah.
She had a shirt and jeans on.
Unless there's another one.
A picture in the magazine?
Who knows?
All of what?
Yesterday, 2 days ago, there wasn't what's out there today, so I don't know what's coming out. Now, I don't know. There's
just
be
just
more.
Leave it in. We don't need it to be coming
As we
out
say with everything, this wasn't the first video. You didn't get caught the one and only time
this
you put a video.
This wasn't his first rodeo.
Right.
Nathan,
he wanted his wife to have a rodeo.
Nathan writes in, just listen to the Tuesday podcast. Without a doubt, we need to encourage more Stevie Hawkins MP3s.
That was pretty good.
It added a lot to your show. And Andy, maybe the decline in Stevie H MP3s is why the ratings have gone down.
It could be. Big.
Anywhere, heard his call to Comcast and wanted to let you guys know how much I missed his MP3s. He deserves to be a regular part of the show. Hope that you guys have a wonderful Christmas.
He is a regular part of the show. He provides lunch every Tuesday.
All right, you guys carry on. I need to find out who's calling me.
I'll step in.
All right. Well, go ahead. I was just going to say, why don't you just take a break? But
you got a phone call we could go to.
All right.
Okay, let's go to the phone call.
Who's on the phone?
Tyrone in Delaware on the East Ticket Hotline.
All right, Tyrone.
No.
How are you?
Yeah, how you guys doing?
Tremendous. It's the holiday season. We're in spirit.
Yeah, I wish you guys and your family blessed and Merry Christmas.
Same right back at you.
Thank you very much.
Yeah, what I wanted to discuss, the last time I called, it was after the Cleveland loss. And I was a little irate, but I was okay, you know.
You came around.
And what?
You came around. You were upset, but you're okay now, and you came around.
Yeah, no, I was watching these impressive victories the Patriots had string along. And, you know, I was getting more confident as it go along. But what concerns me is still my same thing. The offense, the defense is not, you know, they're playing the best they can. And we, as a matter of fact, none of us can really complain on what they're doing or what they got. You know, so I'm not even concerned about the defense. But we just don't got that other receiver. I think like because Elderman dropped two balls, one in the Indianapolis Colts game when we could have gone up two scores. I think he dropped the ball, and then again against Green Bay, you know, Tom Brady threw it a little bit high, but I mean, you know, it was catchable, you know, and he dropped the ball again. What's going on with him? And what's the other option? We don't have because I don't think we could if we go to the Super Bowl, which I think we might get there. This is a good shot. I would say 70% chance we could get there. But if we play somebody like the Eagles, but we don't have to put up point for point. We can't be playing around. We can't, you know what I'm saying? We need just as explosive as them guys. You know what I'm saying? And I think that's what we're missing. We just one receiver or one threat away from being unstoppable. You understand what I'm saying?
Yeah, the trouble is you are a little thin at receiver right now behind Branch and Welker, and I include Hernandez in that mix. But Tate and Edelman don't look like they're ready to step up and have any kind of significant roles in big games.
I agree, but really, how many teams go beyond that in terms of really reliable? I mean, everybody has, you know, guys that can come in and catch. We saw San Diego, there was a stat in their game a couple of weeks ago. They've had, I think, 11 guys have caught 10 or more passes. That's been out of necessity because of how many injuries they've had. But you talk about Welker and Branch. I mean, they're two pretty reliable wide receivers. Mm-hmm. Hernandez and Gronkowski have been pretty reliable tight ends. Woodhead has been an outstanding option out of the backfield. So Tate, I agree with Andy 100%. Tate has not emerged as a guy that you can rely on. And certainly Edelman, in his very little opportunities, hasn't really done anything. But how many guys go 5-6 deep?
No, but my point
for legitimate
would be,
options
we
to,
don't
to catch
know
them,
but do in other cities that watch the team all the time, watch training camp, watch preseason, watch the regular season, are they less surprised when, who is the guy, Arujamatu for San Diego? Did they see, you know what, in the preseason? He's not in the mix right now, but this guy might.
Right, but
right
you
now,
think
I don't
that Edelman
like,
would have been that guy
if
he
watched
the
year,
preseason?
But since now,
but
I
he hasn't taken advantage
don't
of his opportunities.
Feel very good about him right
you
now.
Know, he's obviously a guy that I think needs to get more reps. Because he looks like he's, when he's getting the ball thrown to him, he looks like a guy who hasn't had the ball thrown to him
right.
in 5 weeks.
It's, right. He's the offensive version of Darius Butler, in my opinion.
He's regressed, no question.
And he's looks like his confidence is shaken, though, too.
Mm-hmm. Could be, yeah.
I think it's just, you know, he just hasn't
They were both riding reps, high last know. Year, certainly.
Yep.
So there's certainly a fair comparison there.
Yeah,
I'm not ready to completely close. I have never been overly high on Julian Edelman, but I'm also not ready to close the door on him being, you know, a viable option in this offense.
A top three
now,
receiver.
Now, right now, he's not. And but I thought Mike Reese wrote something that was sort of interesting. This is pretty much the receiving core that you're going to have back next year. Is that legit, by the way? Edelman.
Know.
Is
our,
that
our voice of reason?
I'm not even going to get into it.
Probably discussing that topic out in the
But
phone.
My point is the receivers that you have right now are all under contract for next year and some of them beyond. So Edelman's going to have a hard time cracking that top three next year, too.
Right.
So what you see is probably what you get. So, you know, it might be tough for him to... You know, just sort of emerge. Are we all right?
Yeah.
Okay.
Who's more likely to emerge, Edelman or Taylor Price?
I'd probably
good
say
question.
Taylor Price.
I'd say Price, too, because I think he can be different.
He's a much different player.
Whereas Edelman can't emerge until the guys in front of him get out of the way.
Yeah.
Because Branch and Welker are better than him.
Plus, I like Taylor Price's video from the draft video.
Yes, that was very good. But I just like, I think Price can do a little bit more, can be a more versatile receiver down, maybe more Givens-like.
In I think
he
that
does
Price.
I don't think he's a field stretcher prototypically, but I think he can do some of that and do some more different
things. I'm going to agree with you both.
Will that happen?
And go with Price. I think Price has a very good chance, and listen, haven't seen him in 3 months, okay? But I think Price has a very good chance to assume the Brandon Tate role next year. With a good, solid offseason, I think he can do that.
I want him to be more.
I liked Taylor Price. No, I mean, I think he'll be better than Tate, is my point. Tate's had opportunities this year. Mm-hmm. Hasn't taken advantage of many
sure.
of them.
Yep.
I think that he can do more than Brandon Tate. I liked him in training camp more than Tate.
Me too.
I thought he ran out of gas in training
camp. And Chris Gasper. I really agree with Chris Gasper. He was on that boat too.
Strippers is beating Eric to the punch. Tom Brady was present at the start of practice,
but
Branch Hernandez, Connolly, Bantakane, Cunningham, and Wright are players not spotted at practice.
It's still a long list on a Thursday.
Bantakane, huh?
Yeah.
What happened to him?
Oh, he's out.
I think it was a groin or a calf.
Yeah. Muscle injury. He missed yesterday of the 8 or 9 that it was yesterday.
Did I miss anything good?
So what probably happened
phone
was...
Phone call from Tyrone in Delaware.
Okay. What probably happened was is Brady wasn't here yesterday or wasn't capable of putting in a full day of work yesterday and maybe is playing catch-up today and couldn't afford
so
to spend
waste
20 minutes with the media. That would be my guess based on the fact that he was indeed out there, that he missed enough yesterday where he needed extra time today.
Hey, speaking of that, I mean, everybody knows about this Eli Manning thing where nobody showed up to a post-game press conference.
That was one of the most unbelievable things I've seen.
I thought that was
funny.
I
didn't think it was a boycott, but now I've heard the word boycott.
I saw that
used. What the hell are they boycotting?
I don't know, but I saw it used somewhere, and I need more info.
Yeah.
That's stupid.
We need a New York person to call in or write in and tell us why and how they're boycotting Eli Manning and what the story is and why the one guy broke ranks.
Eric, Tom Brady was at practice.
You're
great. Thanks.
Wow. Dave in Spotsylvania, Virginia, says,
it's disgusting.
I saw
this new toothpick thing. Have you noticed this, Eric?
Yeah, what is that all about?
He's a tough
guy. Truck driver.
He's a wise guy.
Is there a reason for that?
Toothpicks,
now, your name
used to clean
you're like having wood in your mouth?
Your last name is Scalavino. Are you in the mafia?
I can't answer that.
Well, evidently that's okay, right? You can just say that.
Because, you know, when you see a name, you automatically have preconceived notions and you should ask questions about it.
What happened? What did you do?
Nothing.
I thought...
you just walked into a fight we've been having for an hour and a half.
I think it's perfectly okay when you see an African-American man with the name Cohen to say, hey, where'd you get that name?
Well, that's what one of our colleagues
did
yesterday.
I think that's fine.
I don't get it.
I don't get it either.
What's wrong with that?
I didn't say there's anything wrong with it. I just don't get it.
Nothing's wrong.
I don't get why anybody would care
exactly
what his religion was.
It's not what his beliefs were. Where'd you get the name?
His father, like he said.
Just like I got mine from my father.
Okay.
No, but I think the player understood where the reporter was coming from.
Yeah.
I don't think there's anything wrong with it. It's
and
just
he's clearly dealt with it before. No question. I just don't get it.
I mean, Julian Edelman has been asked the same question this year and last year, and he does the same thing.
I just don't understand why it's done for Jewish people. I just don't get it. That's the only people that get that question asked for that reason. No one would ask O'Brien where he got his name. No one would ask Scalavino where he got his name. But you have a name like Cohen, and suddenly I guess you can ask that. I don't understand why anybody would care. I just don't.
I'm with Paul, and so is Derek.
All right. Dave writes in, saw the article on Patriots.com listing 13 Patriots in the top 5 for their respective positions as far as Pro Bowl voting is concerned. Yeah. While I was happy to see Brady, Welker, and Wolfork on the list.
Uh-oh, this Merriweather?
I was shocked to see Merriweather and Tate. And both are listed as second in the AFC for their positions.
But even Tate.
Tate's is a kick returner, right? Okay.
But even Tate had 2 touchdowns. He has a reason. Yeah. I don't understand how Brandon Merriweather is in the top 2 for safety. Whichever one he's listed at.
For the last month, he's played sparingly.
Right.
He's not even playing on his own team regularly. It's not like he was great early
in the year like Tate. Tate had 2 big returns. Yep. And for a kick returner, you might only have 2 in a year. That's enough to get you Pro Bowl type attention.
I agree.
Unless you're Devin Hester and do it all the time.
It just goes to show you that once you get on a ballot, you know, get into a Pro Bowl.
It's a popularity.
Paul's right. Fans are stupid.
Yeah. Well, yeah. I mean, they don't know enough. You know, they don't know enough.
You say it nicely. I say it the way it is.
No, listen.
They're
that's
stupid.
Why 2/3 of the vote is players and coaches.
Right. Terrell Suggs, who doesn't vote for Tom Brady.
The fans make a big deal about the voting, but dirty little secret, it probably doesn't mean much.
Well, isn't it
none
a third?
Of it means anything.
So I shouldn't have stayed up all night voting?
Wait a minute. It's a third, right?
No, you
it's
did
a
good.
Third.
Yeah. Okay. So
you helped
you
to get to the 1.8
right,
million.
The two-thirds are more important.
And I thought it was also interesting. Dan Conley is third at guard, I believe. And I'd like to know if he got a big bump on Sunday. I wonder if he got a... Because it's not a ton of votes. It's like 175,000 votes.
What did you think of the
votes.
Special teams player of the week?
I like it.
I loved
why not?
It. Loved it.
I don't have any idea
was there another
what he was
candidate?
Up against. No, it's just AFC, right?
Yeah.
So
no, but that's
Hester
AFC.
Won.
Oh.
Hester
no. Yeah, it's just so AFC.
Hester, because...
I don't know who else contributed.
If you got
yeah,
it over
really
Hester...
really any other big...
Well, I know Brad Smith was trying to kick for a touchdown in the Jets game.
Yeah, but... Little fast guys do that all the time.
When you set a record,
this guy set a record.
When you yeah. set a record, I think that qualifies you for player
sure.
of the week.
What was the record?
Longest return by an offensive lineman. Yeah.
Did they know that yet? Because the last I saw that they kept writing believed to be.
Oh,
I never saw believed. I always said
on NFL Network they said it's believed to be the longest by an offensive lineman.
Since Elias has been keeping that stat,
oh, I didn't
which started last week.
I just give it to him.
Yeah, I just thought it was funny.
Paul just trying to take away from his time.
So Eric, you're here.
Yeah, I'm
just,
here.
It's like Doug.
What you got?
It's to me. It's the same as when Doug Flutie won it. I thought
we
that was kind of a joke.
We're waiting for you to do Dan Heffron's poem.
This was not. This was not
you're
orchestrated.
For me to do
this
Dan
was
poem?
No, for you
no
to
but
get
it was
oh,
oh, organic, okay. Paul. It just happened.
But he won it because of the odd nature
of the
play.
But it was organic. It wasn't set up by the puppeteer. This was organic. Did you just overflow?
Nope. Came close though.
Yeah, this is a very very gassy bottle.
I just thought of something else. I can't say it, Eric.
Okay, you want
no
a practice
one knows
report,
what you're talking
Fred?
About, though.
Fred?
What?
You want a practice report?
Sure.
In the stadium.
Brady was there.
Brady was there, yep. Shorts, shells and sweats, as has been the norm of late.
Was there a nip?
No,
norm.
Not really. It was actually warmer today.
Oh,
felt
no
warmer.
Nip.
Felt a little warmer today. No breeze, no snow flurries, so
well,
a little bit warmer
yeah,
today.
In New Orleans. Yeah.
Two guys returned from yesterday's missing crew. Brady was one.
Paul and Fred are having a show off mic. They're talking over there. What are they doing? Something about he's in New Orleans. Oh, yeah, New Orleans.
We're very happy with all this food.
Myron Pryor and his back
is
were
back.
Back. Right. After predicting in the locker room that he wouldn't be back.
He said he wouldn't be back.
Yeah, he told somebody, no, nah, I don't think I'm going to be back today. But he was back today. The rest of the crew, not there. Connolly, Branch, Hernandez, Bantakane, Cunningham, who got nicked in practice yesterday. Calf, I believe, was his problem. And Wright. So, good news for Ron Brace. That's 2 days in a row now. Gerard Warren, he's been practicing again. So, pretty good news there for the D-line.
Okay.
But not so good news for... Branch, though, did talk in the locker room. So, I guess we shouldn't be overly concerned about his absence. He's had that knee thing for the last few weeks.
8 years.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Hernandez I'd be a little bit concerned about just because he hasn't practiced twice already now this week, or at least hasn't started.
But you know all that means. G-Force, hometown hero.
Yeah, that's true. He is going
it's
back
big day. Eight right. catches, two touchdowns.
Yeah. So. All right. What else?
That'll do it.
That'll do it?
Yeah. Okay. Nothing really. Oh, just one quick thing. It was a weird start. You know, normally they stretch in... You know, they line up offense on one side of the field, defense on the other, and everyone has their normal spots. We get out there, and there's a whole – they lined up the whole length of the sideline.
And did a chorus?
It might as well have, but Mike Wojcik, the strength and conditioning coach, was
– Right buttock.
He was basically out there yelling like a pirate for them to do certain things. I mean, that's what it sounded like. I thought
– You almost got me.
He looked like he should have had his foot up on a barrel like Captain Morgan.
Arg, you wouldn't want to be lifting your buttocks, would you?
That's perfect. You finally have succeeded. That's the perfect description of the way he barks out the orders.
He did.
Like a pirate.
He said, we'll do the hamstring stretches and then kick the leg, and when you get to the numbers, sprint it out to the side.
So why do you think they were on the side?
Matey.
I don't know. But that does, yeah, right. And you don't do it well, you'll be walking to Davy Jones's locker.
Good, Eric.
Phil is cracking up in the other room.
Okay.
So that was kind of weird. They didn't do any of the normal stretching. They just did this Mike Wojcik routine, and then they broke up and did their positional things.
They've been doing the same damn thing for like
for
8 years.
I know.
Now they're just going to change it in week 16.
Maybe they figured, we can't get any other guys hurt. I mean, it's not like it's working.
Maybe they wanted to point out that our strength and conditioning coach isn't a liar.
Oh, God.
Oh, here we go.
Oh, I know what we're talking about.
It all comes back to the Jets, Paul.
I didn't know what you were talking
all
about.
Comes back
the strength
to the
and
Jets.
Conditioning coach didn't really lie.
Yes, he did.
What did he do?
He said he had no idea of why they were out there. But there's a team up north that does it.
That's okay. The special teams coach. What the hell is
Oh, that's right.
You're railroading the guy more than they've railroaded him.
I didn't know what he was talking
about. Yeah, you know, you're right. I'm sorry.
The poor strength and conditioning coach has already had it hard enough.
Right.
Let's get off him.
No, you're right.
Eric is
someone needs to get off.
You feel bad.
Happy
what
with
the hell did they put on top of this thing?
Looks like onion rings.
Is that what those are?
Yeah.
Oh, God.
All right, let's move on to Dan Heffron's annual Christmas.
Now, is there a music underlay or?
No.
He's in there with his hands
Well, no, I was not told
what
about
it. I got food.
No, I wasn't told about it.
In Kevin's
this.
Defense, he has no idea his, you know.
He has no idea, period, end of sentence.
Dvorkin is, where is he?
Kevin needed his defense.
Denver,
so.
Yeah.
That
so,
guy, I mean.
I didn't know I needed to write a Christmas.
He takes more in-season vacations
than
anybody.
That's why I'm here all the time. I know. You're stuck with me.
Oh, boy. So he wouldn't have known that, Kevin, just so you know, and any new listener, every year for the last 9 years, Dan Heffron has sent us an annual Christmas poem.
Okay.
And usually Doc or
Gary or Two Gender.
Turn your mic off.
Any of the capable producers we've had in the past.
They pre-produce it.
Oh, okay.
But.
Well, I would have done so, but I
of course you would
have. I didn't have my hands on it.
Of course you would.
of course you would have.
I didn't have my hands on it.
No, I would have.
Whose hands were on it?
Dan says it's smaller this year because I didn't bother trying to match to that pesky Patriots season. It is all stuff about the show this year.
Nice. we got rid of the Patriots stuff.
So he says.
Do you want me to play Christmas music or something under it?
Well, it's the night before Christmas.
Yeah, light under bed.
All right, we'll see what we can do.
Well, that's not a song. That's a poem.
Instrumental, if you could. But isn't he plays something?
I think he's not going to mention Shane if it's shorter.
The night
I told
before
Shane
Christmas
he always gets mentioned in this poem.
House.
He was going to be listening.
He says
Shane Donaldson
was
listening.
The night before Christmas with the guys and Eric from PFW, which means it's time for the ninth annual season in review.
Nice.
Are we ready?
Sure.
Okay. Is Kevin doing anything?
You don't have to do music. Forget it. Don't do music, Kevin.
Kevin, you don't have to do anything. Just
okay.
To wrap up.
Perfect. You're
do
the perfect candidate.
Best.
Too loud. And God. Stopped.
Paul what kicked off 2010 calling the Jets an S-bomb team. A few months later, he called them the class of the AFC with a Super Bowl dream. The guys did Dr. Phil impersonations that all sounded the same. They tried to rewrite the rules to soccer, even though they don't like the game. Remember that?
Yeah, I remember you did that.
6-10 was the record Andy was associated with most closely. Eric tried to hit on three wise, but embarrassed himself mostly. Fred stirred up controversy comparing Star Wars to the Bible. If you said Paul loves the Terminator movies, he could sue you for libel.
I resign.
PFW motivated the Pats when they all picked Miami. Man, they were wrong. Andy took Tuesdays off all summer long.
It's true.
The email updates and info would flow in from strippers. Fred's feet aren't warm because he won't wear slippers. Rex Ryan would like me. The fans probably sent in free lunches and fulfilled the show's requests. Andy proudly exclaimed, I'm a fan of breasts. When it comes to sartorial splendor, Eric's camel hair coat is undefeated. Paul launched some F-bombs at the carnival guy when his niece got cheated. When it came to names for people using Twitter, Andy acted like a child. Fred was the only one who knew when the weather was mild. Listen, guys, the mild is the opposite of extreme. When there is extreme heat, cooler weather is mild. When there is extreme cold, warmer weather is mild. When there is a tsunami, a light drizzle is mild. It's not that tough. Now back to the poem. a not-so-try... we do argue about the same thing.
It's fantastic.
A not-so-triumphant one-day return was made by Brian Morey. Eric said he rose up and took out his bully Andrew, if you believe this story. Surgery on his Achilles, Paul was on the mend. When Fred was 16, he went to a massage parlor but didn't get his happy end. Ing. Good.
I like how he paused. He goes, good.
Ing. Andy and Kevin teamed up for AK-47, a show that showed some spunk. Unlike Fred, Paul, and Andy wanted no part of seeing Brett Favre's junk. Andy got mad at Scott Zolak when Zoe disrupted his show. Eric got mad at Scott Zolak when Zoe disrupted his show. There was a mystery about the gender of Sam in Chicago.
And I have some good stories.
Was or is?
Paul watched Gossip Girl over a Monday Night Football game. Here is the annual PFW shout-out. Shane, Brian, Frank the Tank,
nice.
Mike, and the guy we shall not name.
Wow. Well done. Nice, Shane, I told you.
After Coach laid the smackdown on Eric, Mr. Negativity became a hater. Andy still laughs at his joke that Eric will be by later. Paul laughs too. Fred was not emotionally prepared to lose the Jets game. When it was over, he was spent. They would have to call that game a snuzzler if they knew what that word meant. Andy was worried about late season ratings, though the system may be flawed. If the stadium needs more entertainment, just show Paul giving the nod. With the holiday coming, let's wish for a Super Bowl run from Santa Claus, even if Andy didn't know who Ace Frehley was.
Nope.
Andy is the one known for problems with his rear, but it was Paul who had the colonoscopy at the end of the year. To Eric, Paul, and Andy, Fred, and listeners from Ireland to Phuket, Merry Christmas and happy holidays to all, and Jets fans can suck it.
As usual.
Very good, Dan.
Great As job. Usual. Outstanding.
First time I've ever heard that, and that was fantastic.
Very good. They're always very good.
Yep.
I don't know how he does it, though. I really don't.
Takes
notes.
He takes notes.
He has but you can take notes. You still, how do you?
How do you remember all of it?
I think it's just very impressive.
When you take a note, it's written down. You don't have to remember it.
He's an artist. You go back and look at it. Good, Eric.
He's an artist.
I just mean
Paul just hit Eric.
No, I was giving him the good sign. That's a Fred Kirsch.
That's a Fred Kirsch good sign.
The thumb up.
No, stop telling lies. You are knighting him. You are an habitual liar.
You were knighting him. Or was
no,
that
that's right? what Fred does when you make a good point. He very condescendingly tells you good. Like you're in the third grade. Good job.
Actually heard him say it to his wife on the phone.
Right.
Good, Nikki.
Good, Nikki.
TGNNJ writes that, are you guys really that busy that you have no time to watch what's going on with the rest of the league? Paulie, you mentioned that you saw the Red Zone for the first time just recently. That's not true. For the last 4 years.
I don't care for it.
I find it fascinating that you guys are not on top of what's going on with the rest of the league. Every week, Andy poo-poos Tampa Bay when he makes his picks. He says they stink. I keep thinking to myself, what the hell is he talking about?
They stink.
Has he seen Josh Freeman play this year?
Yes.
And now,
through a pick,
Paulie mentions LeGarrette Blount, the running back with Tampa. He's been tearing it up all season.
Right.
Jeff Fisher has mentioned it. It's one of his biggest regrets letting him go. Fred, you need to make sure your staff is staying current. Please provide them the time and resources. Yeah. It's their job.
TG, you misunderstood what I said. I didn't say that I had a chance to watch it for the first time. I said I've been very impressed with Tampa Bay as the season has gone on. I mean, early in the year, Andy and I weren't – actually, Andy's still not believing. But early in the year, they were winning games. I wasn't a believer. I just thought they were a bad team that was beating some bad teams.
And
really, that's what they've done all year. They haven't beaten anybody good.
I have to admit, this is the first time I've had an extended look at Red Zone.
But – last year, first of all, we can't watch that
right
every week because we're generally playing at the same time. But this year, we had a Thanksgiving game, so we had a whole weekend off. We had a bye week, we had a whole weekend off. We had a Monday night game at home, we had the whole Sunday off. So those are extended viewings of the Red Zone channel. It's not my first time. It's not my first time.
No.
By no means.
All right.
I do keep up with the league. Danny Bauer, or Bogger, former punter here, just signed with the practice squad of the Raiders.
Good.
Appropriate.
Good appropriate for him. Thank you for that.
Why?
Because he's a, you remember his
reputation.
Beat up his
dad?
Beat
up his dad.
Yeah.
In the car, in the parking lot?
Yeah. Right.
It's a weird story.
It's a very strange story.
He was a weird dude.
He was the guy that wanted to get big because he saw 300.
Well, he clearly looked like a mini Todd Sauerbrunn. I mean, there were some similarities there.
Yeah. I asked him, and he said, you're a little bit stacked for a punter. And he said, I saw the movie 300. It kind of inspired me.
Colin from Connecticut says,
Colin from Paul.
Colin on my mind. And I think it's Colin or Colin from Connecticut, and I think it's time to give Fred some long overdue props.
I agree.
To an archive show from March of 2007.
And he's no
And I was
no
surprised
different.
To find out that Fred was the lone figure to say that Wes Welker would be a pivotal to their success in 07, while Andy Paul and that guy who replaces Brian Morey all shot him down.
That's true.
But Fred was persistent and fought the good fight with Paul and Andy. I also live and die with curse words on game day. Thanks, Fred, and Merry Christmas to the crew.
That is 100% true, Fred.
The more you listen, the more you learn. That's all I can say. What else? We got more food?
I've learned so much.
We got
this
more
year.
Food.
All right. It's time to take a break. It's also time to go around the NFL, and we'll do that right after this.
Right after this. This is Rich Eisen of NFL Network.
Where do I go when I want my latest fresh, hot Patriots information? I go to PFW in Progress.
So, Pat, how many Advantage miles have you racked up on American Airlines this year?
That's kind of a personal question, Brian.
It's nothing to be embarrassed about.
I'm not embarrassed.
Okay, then I'll ask you again. How many miles have you racked up?
236,000.
Miles? That's Gotta be wrong, because I fly a lot more than you.
Well, flying isn't the only way you can earn advantage miles, Brian.
Right. I knew that.
I mean, you can earn miles when you buy all kinds of stuff, you know? Stuff you use every day.
Also, like, you know, ping pong balls, Argyle socks, really tall ladders.
Like clothes, you know, movie rentals, gas for your car.
Oh, shish kebabs, Russian nesting dolls, snow globes.
I was thinking, like, newspapers, you know? When you bank, go to restaurants.
Oh, fake mustaches.
Yeah, Brian. You can earn miles when you go to a novelty store and buy a fake mustache.
Awesome.
You can earn advantage miles for the stuff you buy every day, whatever that stuff may be. Learn more at aa.com/advantage. We know why you fly. We're American Airlines.
You may know that Verizon Fios has more HD channels than cable, but what you may not know is that now you can sign up for Verizon Fios with no term contract required. And if you're not absolutely satisfied, you can cancel with no early termination fees. That's right. You can get Fios TV, internet, and phone at a guaranteed low price of just $89.99 a month for a year with no term contract required. And if you don't love it, you can cancel with no early termination fees. Just call 1-866-892-6057. That's 1-866-892-6057, and you'll know why now is the best time to switch to Fios. Get your game face on. Play the Gridiron Challenge at patriots.com/gridironchallenge and enter for your chance to win tickets and a chance to win the grand prize, an all-inclusive trip to the big game. Brought to you by Verizon. For official rules and terms, visit patriots.com/gridironchallenge. For new customers only, equipment charges, taxes, and fees and other terms apply. Rate may increase after 1 year. Fios service is available in select areas. Offer expires 9/18/10. Call for more details.
Okay, I'll have the Giganto Burger with cheese combo.
Oh, will that be all?
That's it.
Go, Pats! What?
If you're like this man, you have what is known as a healthy obsession with the Patriots.
Hi, just the jeans today?
Yeah, thanks.
Go, Pats!
Okay, that was weird.
I know, right?
At Bank of America, we understand, and we can help. I'll just take this when you're ready.
Oh, here you go.
Go, Pats!
Indeed, go, Pats. With Patriots checking from Bank of America, you can do more than just tell the world about your loyalty. You can show them by getting the Patriots logo on your checks and debit cards.
I say, here's a baguette. Go long. I'm open!
Whoops. Ask your Bank of America associate if Patriots checking is right for you. Or go to bankofamerica.com/patriots.
Bank of America N.A. member FDIC. Copyright 2010 Bank of America Corporation. And account setup fee may apply in some states.
Like what you've heard so far? You'll love it even more when you read it in Patriots Football Weekly. Get your subscription now by calling 1-800-494-PATS or log on to pfwonline.com.
Back here in PFW in progress. I don't know what the most interesting Patriots fan in the world, James Pettigrew, is upset about, but he's apparently upset about TG and NJ said something.
I'm with James.
He just told him to suck something, so I can't say it on the air.
Oh.
But, a toe, like Rex Ryan?
It could be.
A big toe?
But I love the emailer and emailer crime.
Me too.
Love that stuff.
I mean, the all-time great one was the Waterloo and the
Sawyer.
Yeah,
and
Sawyer and who were they? No offense, guys. I have a bad memory. Paul's had a colonoscopy now too, but
yeah.
That one went on for weeks and months. And
yeah,
was pretty personal.
Yeah, they were.
You know, this one's pretty personal.
Kind of like Brooklyn Matt and you.
Yes, but it's a one man fight.
Oh wow,
yeah,
Brooklyn
Matt he's destroying you.
No.
Yeah. All right, Paul. Time to go around the NFL. What happened last week? Is that a new notepad or is that the same one?
Well, you really handwrite him.
Yeah,
he's old school.
He's just old.
He's old.
Yeah, thank you for that.
Last week, Andy took the week.
Yeah.
He went 13-3.
I'm coming.
I went 11-5. That's just up to you right there. You keep that to yourself and your sock.
What was my record?
You were 13-3. I was 11-5.
Tube sucks.
Eric was 10-6. Fred was 9-7. With the spread, Andy and I tied at 10-6.
Coming.
Eric went 9-7, and Fred was 6-10.
Wow.
So for the season.
Did you have a good week last
week? I had a decent week last week. I haven't had a good season at all this year.
Fred used to be the guy.
Fred was 9-7 last week.
I used to be.
Used to be.
It's a weird season.
For the season.
I agree.
I can't, you know.
Fred doesn't handle parity well. I'm 143-81. Eric and Andy are now tied for second.
I'm coming.
It's a disgrace.
Again, keep that to yourself.
You're
138-86.
Coming in front.
And Fred, 126-98.
spread down in flip la chance range.
With the spread, I am 117.99-8. My retirement right there for me. Unfortunately, I
yes,
don't.
Yes, you're
do
up $1,800, Paul. You can retire.
Eric is 111.105-8. Andy is 109.107-8. And Fred, 108.108-8.
Wow.
There you have it.
At least you're breaking even.
Bad season for me.
You don't have to retire.
That's about average for you. I resign. I love the looks he gives me.
All right. So let's start with tonight's game.
Just so you know, Paul, I wanted to bring up your little tale about Fred and the discussion we had the other day in the office.
Oh, no.
He wouldn't let me.
No, I don't blame you, Fred. That's not appropriate. No,
I was actually bringing it up because I thought it would only be fair to Eric, the number of things we brought
up on
this.
And by the way, after yesterday, I think I may have I might have to rethink that whole thing.
All right.
What?
You know, the NFL...
I think we should just talk about it. Screw picks. Let's just talk about this. It's far more entertaining.
I am telling you, I would not like you to talk about that. Can you
respect
that?
Well, that never stopped you when you talked about stuff Eric didn't want you to talk about.
I don't talk about Eric.
It's you, idiot.
Right, Eric?
No, it's you is who it is.
Right.
It's really you, Fred. Did you update his wardrobe today? Did you?
Argyle?
He's wearing an Argyle blue V-neck with a Hanes undershirt.
A white waffle.
J. Crew.
White waffle.
J. Crew. What are you talking about?
J. Crew.
Hanes. Don't embarrass him.
Like good enough for Michael Jordan, but
what?
He doesn't have one of those bacon
rhymes
collars.
Rhymes with J. Crew.
He actually...
No,
Paul,
I didn't say
he just,
it.
You did.
I didn't
you
say
did.
It to him.
He turned to me and
you,
left
you spoon-fed him. I saw you the whole time.
I agree with Eric. I actually saw that as well.
Yes.
He did it.
And it was fantastic. I'm okay
it
with
was.
It
works.
712 yards.
Nobody asked you,
Darren.
If you were okay with anything.
So now listen, this game tonight, you got Carolina at Pittsburgh. The NFL is like the youth coach who has a kid on the team and doesn't want to favor his kid. So, like, he has him sit the bench and he never starts. He's the opposite of those, coaching parents who always, so
at
they.
At some point, there's going to be a point.
Well, no,
when
no.
do I say? I don't know what you're
no,
talking
so,
about.
No. Can so I? You got these youth. Yes. Just wait a minute. You got these youth coaches who they go the other way. They don't
a long
they,
road to grandma.
They don't favor their kid. They make them. That's what the NFL is like, picking these Thursday night games. Carolina at Pittsburgh. I mean, basically, it's saying, all right, we admit no one's going to watch this game, but we don't want to like pick the best games for ourselves.
Well, you'll watch it.
I will.
Why is this game Carolina at Pittsburgh?
Yeah.
I thought the last 2 weeks were supposed to be all division games.
No, at least one of the last two had.
Well, they tried as much as they could.
There's not a lot of division games. Right. One.
So
two.
Anyway, all right.
Oh, now we get a rush after you told the longest story on the planet in comparison.
I'm
whatever.
Still not sure three. What the point is.
I don't even know. No.
Four division games.
I thought it was
week.
The last 2 weeks he wanted division games.
What about the first 2 weeks for division games? As well.
The first 2 weeks of the season?
Yeah. Weren't they trying to start with,
I think they wanted to have division games in the first month. But I don't know about the first 2 weeks.
Next week is like all division games. I know next week is like all division.
Yeah.
But I thought it was the last 2 weeks he wanted division games.
Tried as much as possible.
Well, they didn't try very hard. They got four.
Wait a minute. Why do you say as much as possible? They controlled it.
Right.
You can't have everybody playing. It's just not enough division games to be out there to do it that way.
Can you just stop and think before you talk just once? Just once.
Did he really just say
no,
that?
No, the stadium issues. You just can't schedule it so that
right.
it's, oh, you know,
Pittsburgh
it's
by 14 and a half, Andy.
I'd rather just let Fred talk for a while. It's funny.
You yeah. guys don't understand the mechanics.
What's this, 14?
14 and a half.
Who is this game again? I'm sorry.
Carolina at Pittsburgh.
I'm obviously taking Pittsburgh. So you can
too.
Pen that in.
Should I write obviously
yes.
before?
No Palomalo, I don't think.
That's a lot of points
that's
for
a
the
lot
Steelers.
Of points.
And I know they don't give I'll lay the points.
Me
defensive
too.
Score.
I
you
will too.
Too.
They're gonna bounce back from their dropping the game to the Jets at home.
Jimmy Clausen
it's
will
a lot of points,
cry.
But Carolina is gonna be
Jimmy will make him his bitch.
That's the kind of offense that Pittsburgh thrives against. They're fraudulent, Clausen. Great. Super nuclear power defense will score like three right. touchdowns. This is the kind of game that's the reason why they're number one in the league in statistics.
Right. Pittsburgh both ways. And I just think it's wrong for the NFL to schedule these types of games in prime time. I think they should make a better effort to get better matchups.
Well, you're really going to like the Christmas night game.
That's another one.
And
that's not ours.
And next week's Thursday night game, isn't it Arizona-San Francisco? Or
Well, this one's Dallas-Arizona.
Dallas-Arizona.
Christmas.
Oh, that's this week?
Christmas
yeah,
night.
Christmas night.
Oh, so the good news is we can watch that when we're away from our families.
Right.
That'll make us cry more than that.
Now, that's Saturday night. You know, obviously this time of year they have the Saturday night games because the college games aren't playing. And
this is going to be another
long story.
Just happens
to be Christmas this year. This year.
What time is it?
Time to get right off this show.
I don't want to hear you tell me we have to hurry up when you're going to tell a soliloquy between every game.
Dallas at Arizona.
Dallas by 6.5.
Dallas will win by more than 6.5. Eric.
I'll take Dallas to win by more than that number as well.
Yeah, I think Dallas stinks, but I think Arizona stinks worse. So
me too.
I'll take Dallas.
Dallas. Skip over New England at Buffalo. We'll go to the gets you every time.
Huh? Yeah. It does. That's almost as good as Eric will be by later.
Yeah. A real game of football coming up. New York Jets at Chicago.
Chicago by 1.
Jets at Chicago.
They might have a foot up.
Oh, I see what you did there.
I just wanted to continue the lame jokes.
Well, Rex Ryan is really excited because he's going to see a lot of bare feet this week.
We always...
Oh, da-dun.
You get that?
Yes, I did. Thank you.
We always accuse him of putting his foot in his mouth. We just didn't know it was someone else's foot. Ho! I just wanted to join in the
He's
bad
not
jokes.
Even you just calling her ho?
No, bare feet was better.
Bare feet, what?
Yeah.
I will take the Jets to win. They're going to rally around this. They're going to use this as an internal motivator. It's us against the world. Yep.
I disagree.
Blow the Bears out, and Jay Cutler is going to look like the Jay Suckler that when he throws four picks.
I disagree. They had a good win on the road last week to bounce back from their previous troubles. They're going to stumble a little bit this week. Bears will win.
Andy's right. Eric's wrong. The Jets will win this game.
Let's put that one in cut and paste.
Better team.
Eric's right. Andy and Paul are wrong. Chicago wins this game.
Would you rather be
Andy and Paul rooting for
Paul
the Jets?
And Andy or
now,
Eric and Fred?
Now here's
what
the thing.
Do you feel safer with?
And here's I feel it necessary to defend Fred. This is the reason why Fred is 108-108-8 with the spread and 126-98, like 18 games behind everybody else. It's not Fred's fault. He doesn't pick the games the way he normally would pick the games. When you have so many hatreds, just inbred hatred, you can never pick the Colts, you can never pick the Jets, you can never pick the Steelers, you can never pick the Raiders, you can never pick so many different teams when you hate the whole league like Fred does. He's at a handicap.
It's especially hard when you don't know what the points mean.
We should actually give you a point spread.
You're starting to get on my nerves.
And where did your friends go?
Yeah, your friends walking
they
around
just
the stadium.
Disappeared.
Oh no, they were just going to walk around and have some lunch.
Oh,
they've never been here before, so.
All right,
I don't really want them here.
Move on, Freddie.
Did I tell you I was going for Chicago?
Yes. Okay. Well, that's one of the reasons why you're in the plight that you are, because
all right.
The Jets.
You don't
are,
have to repeat.
The
it.
Jets are 10-4, and yet you've picked against them every week. So
you do need to repeat your little NFL thing.
Actually, if you
thing.
Look back, I have.
So
not.
That's 10 games you automatically lost.
Baltimore at Cleveland.
Baltimore at Cleveland. The Ravens by 3.5.
Hey.
Hey, what's up, Shane?
He's giddy. I am going to take Baltimore. What's the spread?
3.5.
Yeah, those bookies are smart. All these Baltimore games. It's always a field goal game at the two-minute warning. I'll take Baltimore to win. Peyton Hill's a little banged up, although I am intrigued. You see Ray Lewis ripping him?
I was going to ask about that.
Yeah.
He didn't use squirrel. He said even a...
He said even a blind cat?
Finds a meal
finds
every
a
once
meal.
In a while.
Yeah.
Referring to the first time he ran for .140 or whatever.
Uh-oh.
Yeah, I wonder if cat was unintentional or not.
Oh.
I
actually just took it as Ray Lewis saying cat, like, mm-hmm. He's a cool cat. He's,
right, right.
A blind cat find a meal once in a while.
Right, right.
I don't know.
I don't know. I
like my idea
but
better.
But I take the Ray Lewis's over the Peyton Hillis's.
Yeah, I think coming off that big win over New Orleans at home last week, they're gonna lay the wood to Cleveland.
He's always got his mind on wood. He's got toothpicks. Wood.
Yeah, I like
wood.
Baltimore. I will lay the 3.5.
Like
I don't
wood,
feel real good about it. Baltimore, and I know Andy and I keep having this consistency thing with Baltimore. I don't think being
it's kind of a mild discussion.
Being consistently inconsistent thing. Is consistent, but Andy does.
Consistency has nothing to do with skill. It has to do with consistency.
No.
You can consistently
so
suck.
You play the same all the time.
Yes.
That's consistent. So
yes.
That doesn't mean that you play well in one quarter and poorly in another quarter. That's
no.
What Baltimore does.
Oh, now
every
we're breaking down
week.
To quarter. We're not doing
no,
consistent
I'm saying they're
week
up
to week.
And down.
I thought the argument was week to week, personally.
They're up and down.
I think they're the same team
every
week.
They haven't scored a second half touchdown since week 10.
So that's consistent. They don't score in the second half.
But in the first,
thank you for feeding me with statistics, Paul Perillo.
But
no
the first
questions.
Half, they score at will. Like last week when they scored 21 points.
No. That's consistent.
That's not consistent. That's
you're the same team every week.
That's inconsistent.
In the spirit of
the Patriots are the same team every week
they
on
have
defense.
Three, they have three great possessions where they look good, and then they go three and out the next three.
Paul,
that's not consistent.
Paul, I'm with you.
No, well, you're wrong. Idiocy reigns here.
Listen to me. In the spirit of how you've made that argument in the past, this is not it.
A team is compared week to week, not quarter to quarter.
I'm talking
week to week. You can do it any way you want.
A team is compared.
They play well at times and they play poorly at times.
No, they're the same team.
In the same game.
It's a 3-point game at the 2-minute warning every week, regardless of whether they play a crap-ass team like the Bills.
Look at that aspect, then they
are consistent. Or a Super Bowl contender like the Falcons. They play the same game no matter what.
But
they roll it out and play a competitive football game.
Paul's point is the reason why it's always that.
I didn't ask for a reason.
They can't put it together.
The reason why it's always like that is because they're an inconsistent team.
Within games. But week to week, they're consistent. So it depends on how you look at it.
In any way you want to look at it,
right,
they're an inconsistent
team. Right. No, they're a consistent team week to week.
I will take Baltimore because I think Cleveland is kind of run out of gas here.
I'm going to go with Baltimore, too. And I, for the same reason, Paul, I'm right with Paul, lockstep.
Yeah, unfortunately.
Except for the Jets.
Unfortunately, you have 40 games behind me in the standings.
oh, my God. He actually directed it into the microphone, something he doesn't do with his speech, but he chooses to direct it.
That's what I think of what Paul just said. Washington at Jacksonville.
Anyway.
Washington at Jacksonville.
Jacksonville by 7.
Jacksonville will win. I'll take them at home against Rex Grossman. I mean, his name is Gross. Man.
Yeah, I'll take Jacksonville, too. I don't really like it a lot, but yeah, they'll win by more than 7.
I'm going to take Jacksonville to win, but I really don't feel good about it. I think they could get killed because of what happened to them last week. They might look at it and just roll over and die, but I can't imagine Rex Grossman puts two good games together. It's very unlike him, so I'll take Jacksonville. He was great last week, by the
mostly
way.
Mostly in the second half, right? So it's
he was
really
pretty good in
half.
The first half, but he was very good in the second half.
I would be with you, Paul, but we're talking about the Redskins here, so I'm going to go with Jacksonville both ways.
That's why I took Jacksonville.
What is he talking about?
I don't know.
Why? Is Washington favored?
No.
Yeah.
Jacksonville 7.
Right. So I'm taking Jacksonville both ways.
But you said I would be with you, but it's the Redskins. You are with me.
Oh, I thought you took the points.
No.
Oh, you didn't take the points?
No.
I apologize for the show.
You're right, Derek. He doesn't know what the points mean.
I now know why ratings are down. The show.
Tennessee at Kansas City.
Kansas City by 5.
Kansas City Bay will win and cover at home because they are the better, solid football team.
Yes,
they'll turn the ball over.
I agree.
I am going to take the upset here. I think the Chiefs are on the precipice of a playoff spot, and they are not ready to earn it. And they're going to lose a game that they quote-unquote should
they
win.
They leave a dictionary up you and they
I will
out.
Go with Tennessee for precipice? The upset.
That's a big one. That means San Diego has a chance to get in.
I believe that San Diego will wind up the AFC West champion.
Well, I'll be rooting for Kansas City, but I'm with Paul. I'm going to. I think Tennessee's going to win this game.
Wow.
Detroit at Miami. Detroit at Miami.
Miami by 3.5. Trying to improve to 2-6 at home to close out the season. Can you imagine being 7-7 and you're 1-6 at home?
I'm going with Detroit. I like what they do. Consistent. They play tough. Nothing.
I'm going to,
I don't think I'm allowed to chime in right now, so I'm just letting you guys do it.
I think I'm going to go with Detroit, too.
Yeah, I'll take Miami. At some point, they have to win a game at home, I think.
That's no, you're going to take Miami.
I think Miami is, I think Detroit's going to be feeling pretty good about themselves. They finally won that road game. Miami, I think that they play for pride and they win this one.
Could Tony Sparano get fired?
Yes.
I think he could, but I don't think he will. I think Dan Henning is going to get fired. Balzer writes about Dan Henning.
Yeah,
I don't know
I saw
if you read
that.
Balzer.
Yeah, with all the quotes from Tony Sparano talking about
Tony Sparano.
Detroit at Miami. I'm going to go with Detroit. Miami went out to see Cirque du Soleil last night, and they might not have the focus that they need.
You know
well
what?
Done.
They won the game. They won the game. They did that.
San Francisco at St. Louis. San Francisco at St. Louis for the battle of the
Rams by 2.5.
How far out of it is San Francisco?
They won
two game or
they
one
win,
game.
They win this game. They're tied for first.
Is that right?
More than likely.
Too bad they won't because they're going against
it's
the Samchies at home, and you don't go against the Samchies at home.
Even though he's a clown,
except for last
even
week.
Though they got blistered last
not
week.
Not
Samchies at home.
Even though this fathead's a clown, I'm going to agree with him. He's right. The Rams are going to win the game.
Why you gotta call names? That's just not.
I've never been watching you.
I've never called you a name.
Oh yes, you have.
Have I?
Yes.
Although a mild one, I will take San Francisco in the upset.
But I've never actually called you a name.
Oh boy.
Look.
Oh my God.
If you're gonna discern between how you make fun of people now, I consistently make fun of you.
I agree, Paul.
Mild upset, but I will go with San Francisco.
I'm going with St. Louis.
Pseudo-intellect, that's not a name.
St. Louis.
1:00
game.
Way out of bounds.
San Diego at Cincinnati.
Who did you take?
St. Louis. San Diego at Cincinnati.
The Chargers by 7.5.
Yeah, they'll win and cover. Isn't this a rematch of that really cold game in Cincinnati?
Oh, yeah, the playoff game.
A rematch of that really cold game that
like
took place
80s.
30 years ago.
Yeah,
you know, San Diego wins on the road.
I take San Diego on the road, too. They're a better team.
I'm a little worried about that half point, but I will lay it, and I will take the Chargers.
Me too. Houston at Denver.
Houston at Denver. Houston by 2.5.
Tebow getting a second start.
I'll just go against the fullback playing quarterback, so I'll take Houston. I just don't think it's a good game plan to have a fullback start at quarterback. I don't know if you know. I think he's a fullback.
I'm sorry. I missed that one, Paul.
Houston at Denver.
Houston by 2.5.
Houston will win. They're the not much, but they're the better team.
Is Kubiak out after the season?
Yes, God.
Yes, I think he's got to be. I will take Houston as well. They certainly had all the earmarks of a team that has quit last week.
I'm going for Denver. I am a fan of Tim Tebow.
In Denver.
Not Denver. Well, I'm a fan
you
of
own a jersey. I assume when you own a jersey.
You're a big Broncos guy.
Used to be.
Say like it
I'm
is.
Whoa, wait a minute, though. Elway's back. He's now going to be like the president. Yeah, I'm not. That's
original
gonna sully
course.
His reputation. I don't like that. That's like Bjorn Borg playing these Masters tournaments.
That's original
course. Should have stayed away. Should have stayed away.
I didn't know where it was. I thought he went back to run some tennis team. Or something.
You know, stay away. Don't
Your
get involved.
Are
don't get involved, John. This one's not for John.
I saw that coming.
All right. So I'm taking Denver, though, and Tim Tebow. Indianapolis at Oakland. Could be an intriguing game.
Definitely an intriguing game. The Colts are favored by 3.
Question is, do you go with Peyton Manning to throw the ball around?
Yes,
or do you go with the Raiders to run for 300 yards against an undersized defense?
Joseph Addai returned to practice.
You do both.
I don't know if that means he'll play.
And then you pick one of those teams. What's the spread?
Austin Colley is on IR.
By who? Yeah. Colts by 3?
Yeah.
You know,
Paul's getting upset.
Paul is upset.
0-0.
Colts by 3.
I came 3,000 miles for this.
I
just because you're a loser. Don't blame it on us.
I will take the Colts. I'll just go with Peyton Manning and the Colts.
They're going to win out. They're going to win the division. Yeah, the bastards.
Why do you say that like you're upset about
you
it?
You hate Peyton Manning,
too? It's not
too?
The same.
No, without... just the Colts. I'm sick of the Colts. That's all.
You don't just think people are sick of the Patriots?
Yeah, but we work for the Patriots.
It's
I'm
not
sick of them.
Peyton
I think this is one of those games the Colts run defense plays really well because they don't really have to worry about much of a sophisticated passing attack.
Well, that's certainly true.
You know, you can put the 8 guys up there and shut them down. Generally, they're better when they can just sit there and focus on it.
You won't like Angerer when he's...
Anger.
So I'll take the Colts.
Angerest?
But I do think this is not going to be an easy game for them. This is the kind of game that Oakland can control the ball for 40 minutes
Yes.
on. Absolutely.
Yeah, I'll go with Indy. Giants at Green Bay.
This is, I think,
now,
the most interesting
Rodgers
game of the year.
Rodgers
is back, and what do the Giants do?
Right.
Like,
hit him
in
the head
play?
And knock him out.
Green Bay by 3. No, I mean, how do the Giants respond?
No, I know.
Last week.
And will anyone come to their post-game press conference? I want to know. It, we put out the call. If there's any
and for the
New
first
York
time,
fans that know why.
Let down.
John Rook,
I
do
was
you know
told,
of, John Rook in there. Do you know of any boycott, official boycott of that Eli Manning press conference last week?
I was told
did you,
yesterday.
Did you not step inside the playbook and learn that?
I was told yesterday by somebody who talked with somebody, I guess, in New York that.
Somebody who talked with somebody.
The reason there was there were late. To the press conference was because of the design of the stadium. They were in the locker room and they had to walk sort of a long way around to
every
get there.
Every person?
And you know how in here the players can go right from the locker room to the podium?
Yeah.
Without having to go out into the hallway? Well, I guess there's a longer hallway from where their locker room is to where the post-game press conference is.
So why doesn't
are.
That happen every
so
time?
They had,
right. Why
so
is this the first time it happened?
I don't know, but yeah, that's what I was told.
Why
know.
Are you shooting
nothing,
the messenger?
This is, yeah, no. I was just about to say, this has nothing to do with Eric. I'm not
already
buying that.
It was a little late.
I think everybody was at Vic, which is what the original thing was.
That's
I think it was
what
because
I
of Vic
Maybe.
But I don't understand where the other guys were.
But there's
more than one
writer for each
exactly.
paper.
We're Patriots Football Week. We have three guys.
Right.
Why would the New York Post, the Daily News, wouldn't they have four or five guys at every game the way the Globe and Herald do?
Right.
They have a cast of thousands at home games.
Right.
I mean, the Globe sends editors to the games for whatever reason.
So
I have no
idea.
We
need an explanation.
I love when he continues to rant and becomes personal. I was with him. You know, they're a big paper and they have a lot of people. And then there's an editor in the game and they got this guy. I don't even know what this guy does. He sits in front of us.
Some people might wonder openly why papers are losing money nowadays and then look at something like editors going to road games for no apparent reason.
I like that. That's good. Good. It's good.
Anyway.
Good stuff.
Packers by three. That's
Packers
a zero to hot.
Yeah,
right
I'm
there.
Gonna go with the Packers too. I mean,
do I get to
pick? Can we go around first?
Oh,
can we finish?
I just assumed Paul. I think
he stepped out for a nip. He didn't have a phone call. He's drunk.
I have to go to the bathroom.
Go ahead.
No, I can't go yet.
We can yell Packers.
Okay, we got five more games. Let's go. Quick.
We can just
John Brook is waiting.
We can just pick the team that whatever would benefit the Patriots most.
I'm going to pretend that Aaron Rodgers plays the whole game, and I say the Packers at home are the better team if he plays the whole game.
I like the Packers to win, too. The Giants, I'm concerned about what happened to them last week.
Well, I'm concerned about the Giants' pass rush getting to Rodgers.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure I picked the Giants in the paper, but after the way they lost that game, I don't think they jack it back up. I'm more concerned about Green Bay. Green Bay lost a tough game, too.
They lost a tough game, but they had to come out of
that
game.
They should have won.
And they wouldn't say it right. They have to feel that they should have won that game.
Well, if the Patriots
and that's the same way the Giants came out of the game. They should have won it,
too. But they collapsed.
Yeah. No, and the
Packers
didn't collapse.
And the backup quarterback issue makes you feel like really would have won had we had Rodgers.
I'm going to go with the Packers here, but I'm not sure I made the right pick.
Okay, Packers. Seattle at Tampa Bay. Andy's favorite team, Tampa Bay.
Tampa Bay by 6.5. Now, this is the one. If Seattle loses this game and the Niners beat the Rams, it's a three-way tie at, 6-9?
Oh, my God.
That's good for the league. I will go with
keep it
Tampa at home. I indeed do. I will go with Tampa, and I want the goalpost back on the goal line. They're called goalposts, after all.
Do you want to eliminate the forward pass, too?
No.
Okay.
That, I thought, brought some, added to the game a little bit. Okay. I'm not sure the goalpost moving did. Actually detracts from the game. But I'll take Tampa at home. I don't like Seattle on the road.
I'll take Tampa at home, too. Win and cover.
Terrible. I am going to take Tampa Bay to win the game. However, I will take the 6.5.
Tampa Bay, I'll do it both ways.
I'm sure you will.
Hello?
Hey.
What are you?
You're only 20.
Hey,
what are
Spider.
You on the Rex Ryan adult friend finder page?
Watch yourself, Spider.
Let's see.
Fire him?
Sunday night, 8:20, Minnesota at Philadelphia. Minnesota at Philadelphia.
I'll tell you, I can't get enough of Minnesota in prime time either. I mean, we hardly ever get to see the Vikings play.
I lost interest when Tavares Jackson went on IR.
Eagles by 14.5.
Woo! Eagles will win and cover. Joe Webb.
Favre has not been ruled out.
Hasn't been ruled out, so.
But he'll be out at some point, so Webb has to play at some point. I'll bet against Joe Webb.
Yeah, I'll take Philly
to
win.
And Toby Gadd.
14.5? Or just 14?
14.5.
Toby Gadd's going to start running now, and he'll cross the line of scrimmage on Sunday.
Yeah, I'll take the Eagles both ways.
Overdrafted.
Yeah, I'll take the Eagles, too, because Favre will probably play, and that eliminates any chances they have of putting points in the
league. I actually dozed off.
I think I did.
I looked over, and he's just looking
with my eyes open. I have done that.
Fred gave this show the nod by nodding off.
Yeah, you're like, you're a lot younger than my dad. My father came over to drive me to the hospital yesterday, and he got there like 15 minutes before we were going to leave, and he actually fell asleep on the recliner.
But does he do it with his eyes open?
No, he was sleeping. No, his eyes were closed.
I fall asleep with my eyes open.
I mean, literally, sometimes. 15 minutes, we were watching SportsCenter, and I looked over, and he was asleep.
Philly wins, but doesn't cover. Monday night game, New Orleans at Atlanta.
Philly wins, but doesn't cover, you said?
Yes.
Okay.
New Orleans at Atlanta.
Great Monday night game.
Which I'll see the first
Atlanta
quarter.
Atlanta
by 2.5 at home. I'm going to go with Atlanta. I think they're the more sound football team at this point.
So how long are we going here?
As long as we need.
Jeez. God complex. We are God.
Don't step inside my playbook.
Yeah, tough loss on the road for the Saints last week. They'll keep it close. What's the number again, Paul?
2.5. 2.5.
Don't get him mad.
Okay.
No, you really forgot.
I'll take Atlanta to win. And cover. Yeah. But it'll be close. It'll be like 4 or 5 points.
Atlanta gets a safety to win.
shaped.
I just think that the Saints have more talent, but there's something about the way the Falcons play. They find a
Matt
way.
Ryan.
They find a way to win the game.
Difference. No, it's the tune.
They're sound. I think. On did you bus. Say? Did you say they were the more sound football team? I. They are. They're just. Sound.
You was just gonna say.
They don't make mistakes.
Sure.
They don't make
they're
a lot.
Well-rounded.
They don't make a ton of mistakes, but I'll take the Falcons. To, what is it, 20-1 or 21-1?
Yeah, it's up there now.
I think they continue.
Very impressive.
That.
Right? I think
nipping
up
but
the
a lot
of
Brady. Points in this game. I like the over.
I'm going to go down swing and say New Orleans hands Atlanta their first home loss, and go with the Saints.
We all know
and now we
that.
Go back.
That makes the Patriots look better.
Yes, yeah, Patriots now officially have the best record in
therein
football.
Therein lies the way
See,
that
Paul,
Brad picks.
Paul is like paranoid. I
that's why you're
that
20 games behind.
That was the furthest thing from my mind were the Patriots.
I actually believe Fred on that because I don't think he's capable of analyzing it to that level.
Why, then
point.
Why would you make the pick and say,
he
I think
was just
I hit
sleeping.
Him their first home
He
loss.
Was literally just sleeping.
And nothing to do with it.
Patriots by 7.5.
Patriots by 7.5.
Paul's paranoid.
Assuming that Tom Brady plays... He's got the flu. He missed practice yesterday.
Yeah, a lot of guys miss games
Couldn't
with the
do
flu.
His press conference today. You never know how the flu is going to affect different guys. Assuming he plays, I actually think they win pretty comfortably. Not a huge point day because I think they will run the ball quite a bit. And I think Buffalo will try to run the ball quite a bit. So the clock will be moving, which is good for the
good
PFW
for us, getting
boys
home.
In a snowstorm. But I actually, 24 to 10, you know, mid to high 20s to around 10-ish. I think the Buffalo Bills defense stinks.
Comfortable win for the Patriots. Comfortable win. Double digits easily.
What's the number?
7.5. I am going to take the Patriots, and I'm going to lay the points, but I don't think it's going to be the way that Andy and Eric, I think it's going to be a backdoor cover.
Backdoor cover.
27-17. I think it's going to be a tight game. I agree with Andy. They run the ball. Finally, they just say, we're going to run the ball 40 times today because they're playing the worst run defense in football, one of the worst of all time. You have to just run the football.
Come on, we need time
I'm
for Fred
Paul.
To take...
I'm with Paul.
What the hell?
You
what? You didn't even talk about it. You said all week, I'm probably going to pick the Bills.
You
I
said
may
you
pick
were
going to
pick
I'm
the
leaning.
Bills.
You are such
I
a freaking fraud.
You're
a
want to consider it.
Well, you didn't consider
it
for more than a half a second there. You said, I'm with Paul taking the Patriots.
I said I was
You had 2 hours to consider it.
All right.
Yeah, you're an embarrassment.
Well,
that was a cheap tease. That was one of those cheap news teases where they make you watch something till the end of the news. That sucks when you watch it.
We gave everybody 7 minutes of bonus time here.
And it wasn't worth it because you were a cheap tease.
Go take your Charlie Brown sweater and shove it up here.
So how long are we going here?
Why is this Charlie
All right.
I thought he had a tan sweater with squiggly lines.
It's yellow with the black squiggly
lines. Way to go, Chuck.
Nothing like it.
That's going
to
be it for this edition.
Tell another
story about the NFL as a youth coach.
Stay tuned for John Rook, Patriots Playbook. You can go right inside. We'll see you next Tuesday.
That was another unpredictable edition of PFW in Progress, the podcast for informed Patriots fans worldwide. Like what you heard from the PFW boys? Then support the show and follow your team even more closely by subscribing to the paper that makes the podcast possible, Patriots Football Weekly. Get your subscription right now by calling 1-800-494-PATS or by logging on to pfwonline.com. There's even a web-only international option for Patriots fans outside the U.S. PFW in Progress, brought to you by the writers of Patriots Football Weekly.
We'll see you next Tuesday.